Mind y'all, imagine we blew the bar so high that y'all initially came in here because you were having problems texting her back.
Yeah.
You were having problems getting on a first date. You were having problems figuring out what to say when you approach her. And we taking y'all to a whole nother level of an extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Giving you a water drop in the ocean that we live in.
Yeah, they don't even.
And like
have,
I said,
yeah,
even myself, I admit this shit got me on some man, I'm stepping into the fuck up shit. It's crazy, man. This is how it should be, Chad. Shit should inspire. Shit should say, you know what, I ain't doing enough. Even if my enough wasn't, I ain't doing enough.
Yes. And okay, so here you go.
It says you built the Madison Square Garden.
Well, I didn't build Madison Square. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna show. I've got the house tour, but instead of the house tour, I want to show you what we did as parents, because it wasn't just about being a parent, Ty. It was about, again, being the cool house, Ty. So the lines are open, guys. I want to call in. I'm going to pull up one more thing to show y'all. The last thing I'll show y'all, the other house that we had, but I want to show y'all how we set it up for the kids, because it wasn't just about me. I wanted to create the cool house. We had video games and all that other stuff, shooting basketball hoops and all that in the house. So, guys, y'all can call if y'all want. I'm just trying to pull up this last thing. Hold on a second. And, again, Ty, like I say, I don't talk much about that. I never floss with this shit. I never talk about this shit. I just live it. I don't have to. I'm not here to pop a collar or nothing. You know what I mean, Ty?
Really him. Yeah, really
man,
like
yeah,
that.
Man, yeah, I don't ever do this. Yeah, this is just rare, but I want y'all to understand the why behind it and why it's important that you maybe change your mind about marriage. We didn't say to get married, Ty, because I got to keep stressing that, because I don't want people to say, see, Steve is trying to get us to get married and all this other stuff. That's not the case or the purpose on all this. It's actually. Hold on.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Oh, wait, that's it. Let me save it.
You know what, Steve? I'm not even surprised, man. I'm not even surprised, because all this shit come from here.
Yeah.
When I know, even just going into content, how we go back and forth on this deep shit. When your mind is this, it shows up everywhere.
Yes. Okay. So let me
set up room, finances, your
right.
creativity, and your passion.
Right.
Guys, everything.
All right, guys, we'll open the lines. We're going to open y'all guys in the queue. But, guys, I just want to show y'all this one thing, because this is, like I say, this is the end game that you want to have, not just after you have kids, but you want to be able to watch your kids, because with all the drugs and drinking and all that other stuff, you want to make a safe place, and this is part of the plan, Ty. It was a safe place with my kids that I can watch them, where they wouldn't be at places where there's peer pressure. Not to say they couldn't handle it, but this is old. So, guys, this is kind of old, but let me show you how this thing looks. Watch this.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy. This is our first annual Halloween party for the kids and everything. And I kind of just want to give you a little walkthrough of what we have set up for the kids. Basically, this party is going to consist of over, like, 50-some kids. Right here, as you see, this is a we got two sections for the parents as they walk in. We'll be able to sit the parents down in this little area. But like I said, we have a second grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, and seventh graders coming. It's really going to be crazy and wild. But, you know, we wanted to set it up like, you know, it's going to be the house. This is going to be the house to hang out at. And this is just a little walkthrough of the party. As you can see, this is the thing I love the most, is this big blow up thing. The wife wanted the Frankenstein. I wanted the witch. I won. But anyway, as you walk into the main area in there, we have a lot of seating and stuff like that, where this is the first section. It's going to be broken up in three parts. This is where they're going to have a scratch off area. They'll be able to scratch off stuff. And right here, they'll be able to decorate cupcakes. So we had all that set up. We got like 16, 20 pizzas. And we have a little section where they can go in and get drinks. You know, you got waters and juice boxes. And then inside the refrigerator here, they got all the sodas and stuff. And that's just the first section, the downstairs part. But, Elle had a wonderful idea. What she wanted to do was we decided to put little pieces of paper in balloons. All these are balloons. And we're going to have a balloon drop. So what's going to happen is we'll drop the balloons for the second graders, and then we'll do it for the third, the fourth, and all other stuff. Now, the second part is the game room that we have set up for the kids. This is part section two that we want to have, that we have all manned on board. So what we have is a Kinect set up. We've got a shooting game. We've got a little cocktail game. That's L set up all these little things. We have the air hockey table. And we have my favorite, the basketball shooting hoop. Where if you can see, my son has 50, but look at, watch the shot. Watch the shot, baby. Swish! That's how you do it, though. But anyway, yeah, this is going to be the first section, the second section, where all the kids, where they have the Kinect, and they'll be able to play video games, and we have to have that part manned. Now, when you go outside, we go into the third section, and I'm going to show you for this from the top view and the bottom view. But what you'll see is they'll have a trampoline right there where the kids can jump on the trampoline. And also, we got a 3-in-1 moonwalk. I've been telling a lot of you guys on the radio show that I'm thinking about getting into the moonwalk business. So I've been, wanting to check that out. But basically, the bottom line is that you want to make sure that you have the house where all the kids want to play at, so you can make sure you watch all your kids and see what they're doing, and there won't be any problems. So I wish y'all a happy Halloween, and this is our first annual love.
All right, so.
Oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
What?
Yo, chat, what the fuck? That's the old crib.
That's the old crib, right.
That's the old crib.
Damn. That's the old crib.
I'm like, yo, when
did
this video just keep going?
Yeah, nigga
walk upstairs. Nigga walk out the balcony. God damn.
Yeah, so.
Yo, hold on, dog. My chat is going crazy, bro.
Yeah.
So you playing Minecraft?
Yeah.
Real life, yo.
Yeah. But that was building it up. That was creating and building it up, giving them a place where they can come and play video games and have fun.
Chat, did y'all see the leather couches? That shit ain't cheap. When the last time niggas went in the fucking furniture shopping. I know my niggas is 18 plus that got their own cribs. Y'all know that furniture ain't fucking cheap. That's the old crib.
Yeah, that's the old one. That's the old one.
God
yeah.
damn.
Yeah, so, but that was showing them that's what I'm saying for y'all guys, that this was all planned out. This is the build up. Remember renting the apartment and all that other stuff, leasing, buying, building. You know what I mean? But that's the plan that y'all should have. So, but again, like I say, I don't really share it. I really don't share this shit, dog. I'm just showing y'all this like one time type shit. But no, I don't really share this shit, dog. I don't flaws.
I flaws.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, man. But yeah, the kids are good, man. Yeah. So the kids are taken care of. So yeah. But again, it's a buildup of having structure. That's why when I turn this shit off, I sleep like a baby. I don't sweat shit. You know what I mean, Ty? Nor should you guys. So the lines are blowing up. So let's go ahead and bring the calls in.
You really blew it. I'm not even surprised. I'm more so shocked that you hit, that you don't even talk about this shit. You just took this one room in these broadcasts, go live a couple hours, blow these heads off.
Yeah.
And just go live a full ass crazy ass life.
Yeah,
man,
it was, I
took my hat to.
Yeah, it was just making sure that even, you know, making sure that I wanted to have fun with my kids. I'll give you one example real quick of fun with the kids, because the thing is, I'm a big kid, Ty, and, you know, I love kids and I want to have kids, but I want to, you know, be a great grandfather and all that other stuff. But I wanted to make sure that the plan, there's always got to be a plan. But let me show you how ignorant I am. Now, Ty, this is real quick. This is Ty, and this will be the last one, guys, but this is what you see right here. This is the house we bought before we built. Okay, Ty. So we bought this house, and then we built the other house. Okay, hold on a second. Let me save
that.
That's
your message. Stop bullshit, man.
Yeah.
This is the old, old house.
Yeah, this is what you're about to see right here is the, this is the one.
When you turned 18, you told your pops you're the man.
No, wait.
No, it just means it's like, you know who DK Metcalf is?
Yeah, yeah.
And I like, he's strong as shit, like a football player.
Yeah, yeah.
So the meme is like, he tells his mom when to go to bed or some shit. Like, they giving you them kind of memes.
Nah, man, I ain't telling my mom when to go to bed. I'm just saying that I'm just showing y'all just a little glimpse of my privacy. Again, I don't try to stand on, I try to stand on my mindset and game. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to stand on what I do. This is all I do. This is not I am. This is I've created this through my I am. So these are all the mm-hmm. I do. So I just wanted to say that. But this is the last one. Then we're going to open all the lines up. This is something my kids asked me to do to have fun with, because I'm a big kid. So my kids asked me to do this. So watch this, Ty. This is going to be the last one, guys. But this is the kind of father that make kids like want to do good for when you're a big kid. So don't judge me. This is a long time ago, but this is something we created for our kids and everything. I want y'all to watch this real quick. This is something we created. This is what we created. It's my pet ferret, Frisky. It's my pet ferret. Yeah, so here we go. Yeah.
Scorpion.
He practiced the toad style. The toad style is immensely strong and immune to nearly any weapon when it's properly used.
All you have to do is give me the cereal.
Yeah, whatever.
Take out your next generation, man.
Yeah, yes, my next generation.
Right. He created the first animation.
right. Anyway, so that was
a whole movie.
So that's something that the kids can take and show their grandkids. That's why it was set up. So that what you see right there is something that the kids will be able to show their kids when they're a certain age to see how they were at their age. You see what I'm saying? So that was the plan. That's what I was showing you. So the plan was, see, I'm showing, so when they have their kids at their age, they're going to be able to show their kids what they were like at that age to see what it was like. You see what I'm saying? So it's all planned. You see what I'm saying? That's the depth of it. It's not just a movie. It's not just a movie. It's the plan behind the movie. So the plan, like I say, the plan is when they have 7 or 6-year-old kids, they can say, well, this is who I was at 6, and here's your grandfather. So that was the plan. See, that's
yo.
Ty, you quiet. Never heard this motherfucker speak. Ty.
You got me, man.
All right, there.
Hey, y'all heard it first.
All right, you got it. All right, here are the calls. Let's bring in the calls. 850.
Next level. Ain't even the word, bro.
Yes, 850, you're up, then 408. Then we got the other guy. 850, what's your question, brother? Sorry for the wait. What's up, brother?
No, you're good. I just had a quick question.
Sure.
Is it okay to have multiple plans? Because there's like a certain like destination that I want to get to, and I feel like multiple plans, because it's kind of unpredictable, so I might fall into another plan better than another plan.
Well, sir. Well, no, and then before I throw it aside, sir, everything's a multiple plan. I'm just saying at 15, I created end results of things that are not to happen. Okay, I didn't know this was going to happen, but if it had happened, I'm already prepared for it versus it just happening to me. Then I got to deal with it while it's happening. So you can have as many plans as you want. It's just that when it comes to children, your name and relationships with women, you've got to have a solid plan that you live by regardless of what other plans you have. Ty, what say you, brother?
Yeah, just like that, Carla. See, you don't want to live in and through fear, but it can be utilized. For example, such as the fear of being broke, the fear of being not having a legacy to leave to your family, mm-hmm. the fear of not being prepared, the fear of being out of control, the fear of failure. Right? But I don't think from the state of mind of where fear controls me, I use it to my advantage.
Yes.
So like Steve said, even if he didn't know that's how it was going to end up, guess what? He knew how it wasn't not going to end up.
Yes.
Well, we wasn't going to be outside. We wasn't going to be homeless. We wasn't going to be struggling and starving. We wasn't going to be, asking the neighbors for this. And, yes. You know what I'm saying? And fortunately, this to inspire every guy. And even as it inspired me, is that take your life in your own hands to the next level.
Yes.
It does not just start with you coaching that woman in your interaction with that woman.
Yes.
And I love that even those small decisions can have multifaceted impacts from them.
Yes.
That in this moment, I'm going to choose to make this action because I'm developing my courage. I'm developing my audacity,
yes.
my boldness.
Yes.
This is bigger than me approaching her right now. This is leading into I'm approaching a business meeting. I'm approaching an opportunity
yes.
as an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Because this is all a part of my plan. This is how I move as a man. Now, again, if this is not the life for you, that's fine. You don't have to be like this. You don't have to have multiple fucking mansions, horses and goats and 12 cars in your garage and fucking whatever this all this crazy shit. But I'm just saying that make the choice and stand on it.
Yeah. And I can say, we're trying, let's think with this. If you can maintain relationships to your specifications, everything else is easy, man. And what you've seen right here is easy because I'm not trying to force myself on a woman to be what I expect. It's just that if she wants my name, my time, my respect, and the dick last, that she must earn that. That all this is work. She's got to earn those things. And we're trying to give y'all a perspective of, again, not getting married and not getting a relationship and not living with a woman, but what do you want for yourself first? And what are you willing to sacrifice for yourself first? Okay. Doing those things and then do all the other things you want to do. Okay, big guy.
Okay. So were you clear in like what you wanted to be in the future, like clear and defined, and then things just filled up to there based on like logical decisions and taking risks and stuff like that.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know my tomorrow me. I don't know my tomorrow me because I haven't met him yet. That's what I'm saying. I know my future thoughts. Remember, I'm talking about my I do's. I can't talk about my I am's. Because who I am tomorrow, I haven't met him yet because he's more evolved than I am. And I'm more evolved than who I was yesterday. So I have not met my new me. I haven't met him yet. But even though I haven't met the new me, my I am's, I can still work on my I do's and have a plan of attack of – I didn't try to keep up with – listen, we don't keep up with the Joneses. I don't even know who the fuck the Joneses are. But whoever they are, I want to say hi to y'all. But we ain't trying to keep up with the Joneses. It's my plan, my way. That's the I do. The I am is the involvement of my mind. Ty, would say you, brother.
And just like that, I like how Steve pointed out that the rest becomes easy. And just like you, a lot of you guys think you struggle with temptation or struggle with, discipline and all these things.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You have to take it 10 steps back. It's not even that. That specific situation is the issue.
Yeah.
You have to go 10 steps back to the man that you were before you got into that situation or circumstance,
right,
which decided what you were going to do before you even got there.
Hmm.
That make sense, Carlos?
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to say that one more time for everybody in the back. It is not even that specific circumstance or situation which is the problem. It's who you were before you even went into that situation that decided what you were going to do.
Okay. All right, caller. We got to grab some other calls, but you good, big guy?
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. All right, respect to you. Okay, we got 408 and 404. We're going to get all y'all guys, so don't worry about it. 408, you're up, big dog. How can we help you? 408, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, Tom? What's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
So just before I was able to call, Ty actually said that we might be the result of some bad planning, and for me to set that tone, and it really resonated with me because of the problem that I had. And is it cool if I give a little bit of background about what I'm talking about?
Well, what is your question, though?
The question, it comes down to things that I've done in the past to my girlfriend, and it's been about 5 years now. I have a little bit of background, but...
Wait, things that you've done in the past to her, is it anything involving abuse, hitting her, or anything like that? Because I don't want that.
No. I'm talking about, cheating, lying, cheating, and shit like that.
Wait, she's been lying and cheating, or you've been lying and cheating?
I've been lying and cheating. So,
like I said...
All
right, but what is your question, though? What is the question? All right, we got to the point you've been lying and cheating. Okay.
The question by itself is basically, what can I do to be able to get the trust back in that way?
Man, look, brother, just charge it. Just charge it. Again, this is with the first thing we said in the beginning of the show. Listen, what's broken cannot be fixed, my brother. You broke something. Okay, listen. Here's the problem with y'all guys. Problem is you were cheating. Okay. And you got caught. Am I correct? You got busted cheating. Am I correct? Right?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Okay, yeah. So what you have created, you have just screwed over the next guy because of what you are, because she trusted you. See, it's one thing if you say, I'm going to see other people, we're going to have an open relationship or a polygamous relationship, whatever, but you didn't do that. You did some feminine shit by not being honest with her. So, and you was doing this for so long, and now you want to fix it? You can't fix it, man. She'll never trust you again because you took something that was sacred to her. And Ty, you know why I hate this shit? Because I'm protecting the woman here. And I hate to make it seem like I'm like team woman here, but what you did was weak, man. And if I was her,
of course.
I would go find somebody
else.
Yeah. Right, so leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
Let her go find a real man instead of somebody that is weak. Hopefully she's listening. Leave this loser alone. Go find a real man. Please, if you're listening to me.
All right, wait. Let's bring it back real quick.
Leave this loser alone.
Run! Leave the loser alone. Ollie, I've been free.
See, guys, I came on. I know y'all bash everybody and everything, but I actually came here with a little bit of background and context.
Caller, how am I bashing you when you ain't shit? How am I bashing you when you lie? Hold on, caller.
Everybody,
caller, listen.
Go ahead.
Hold on, listen. You lied to your woman. So what the fuck do you mean I'm bashing you? Am I not telling you the truth that you ain't shit? Am I not telling the truth?
Yeah, the actions that I have, the actions that I have chosen in the past, yes, they are not shit. But if I have changed my morals and principles,
your morals don't matter because you've already broken the glass.
You're just missing the word moral.
My God, he did try that shit.
You got the audacity to mention the word moral again. The best moral you can have now is say, you know what, I fucked up, I did some nut shit. You know what, I'm going to choose to do and stand on what I live on now. Let her be. You got to charge that to the game, bro, because if you bring that bullshit back to her, you're only making the situation worse.
She's never going
to
trust
wasting your time.
Yeah, she's never going to trust you.
Got you.
She's never going to trust you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because you did some weak... Okay, I don't care who you are right now. What you did... Okay, you don't understand women. When you scar them this way, they will never fucking forget that. But if you were an actual fucking man, you would have told her what was going on and then give her the choice if she wanted to be with you. So then that way she could never be mad at you by saying, guess what? I'm going to be with other women. Are you going to accept that or not? And if you don't, goodbye. But see, you wasn't a man about that shit. So it's not us bashing.
Charlie, you want to know who pointed that out to me? A woman.
Who?
I already was moving into changing my game and changing how I handle things and how I go about dealing with things. You know, one of those things was lying, messing, you know, cheating, being that sneaky ass, grimy ass nigga. And I remember I was talking to my stepmom before. She's like, yo, once you keep it a buck with a woman, she can't get mad. Because guess what? All that's going to happen is you're going to refer back to what you made clear. And then she can't get mad now. So all that getting caught, all that, this shit happened. You don't deal with that. I'm telling you, life becomes so stress-free when you live transparent, when you live direct, clear, concise. I'm telling you, it's the stress-free shit ever. I don't wake up worrying if somebody going to catch me doing this or if some screenshot going to get you. I don't. Because I live what I say I live. And even the shit I push in the comments, I'm not living out here like, holy shit, some woman might expose me because I sent her $500. Or, oh shit, I'm in her DM begging for it. No, I don't have no fear of my car getting pulled because I'm the man I say I am. There's nothing live.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing you for sure. So it's been about two and a half
positioning of setting the standard through your actions. It always counts.
Exactly.
Fucking off camera, on camera, it always counts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
all these things that have happened.
Go ahead. What's your question? Get out of the pause. What's up? What's up?
I said so. All this happened within high school. It's been about 2 years after high school, and ever since high school, I've changed everything about me in those certain ways. So at the end of the day, her thing about not trusting me is basically it's small stuff, things I could be lying
but
about.
It doesn't,
going out somewhere.
Trust is trust, sir. So if she doesn't trust you, why can't you just accept it and let her go, man? Let her find a real man.
You think why after 5 years and then 2 years on top of that, actually changing everything, drop all of it? All
right, sir. Did she not say she doesn't trust you, right? You said she doesn't trust you, right? So then can't you read the writing on the – how old are you? Can you not read the writing 20. On the fucking wall? She doesn't fucking trust you. Let her go. Well, I don't understand what's wrong. See, you know what it is? You're the woman now. You're in your fucking feelings and your emotions. Because this is the thing that we talked about early on in the show. And I think laugh all you want because I'm not the bitch. He giggles. I'm not the bitch that woman doesn't trust. You're the motherfucker that she doesn't trust because she doesn't want you. You cannot fix it. Let her, what is so special about her that you need to be in it with her? Tell me, what's so special about her?
Well, when I cheated,
What is so special about woman that doesn't trust you?
Please, let me explain real quick because it has to do with your answer. Your question. The answer has to do with your question. So I've cheated multiple times, you know, females, multiple one night stands, and after all of that,
please stop.
Your question was, why do I want to be
here? No, I asked you a question.
I'm going to explain it right now.
Whoa,
exactly. And I'm answering your question.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. God damn.
Man, I had so much respect for you, bro. And then just killed it. I'm literally answering your question right now.
Listen. I asked you what's special about your fucking woman. I don't want to hear your weak-ass stories. And I'm telling you it is out of love because you don't understand how to talk as a man. I don't give a fuck what you did. I'm asking you, what is special about this woman that does not trust you?
Her integrity, her... Like,
really?
I can't even answer the way I want to
answer.
What
do you know about integrity?
Can't even answer questions. So that's what I'm saying.
Dude, what you know about Jeremy?
What you know about fucking integrity and shit? That's what I'm saying. He say her integrity.
Bro, we gonna act like, Ty, you gonna act like you ain't never cheated before and changed your ways? And then you gonna sit here and after how, you know, and trying to change and fix things? You said what?
No, I never went back to no girl I cheated on.
No, I understand that. But how are you going to sit here and say what you know about integrity, this, this, that, when
no,
I'm saying that I've already changed my way?
You're commenting on her integrity.
I can't.
As if you have the standpoint to qualify or validate integrity in itself.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, valid point.
I don't know you from a can of paint. Don't know what you look like. Don't know your first name or your last name.
Exactly.
We're just making these statements based on your actions.
Yes.
Do you see that? A lot of y'all take this personally. Mm-hmm. Put it on paper.
Let's put it on paper.
Man disrespects a woman, cheats on her, breaks her trust, lies to her, and then says, I like her integrity.
Right.
Wait, what the fuck?
Right.
You said what I like about her. Saying, you know, I was trying to get into
caller, I know what you're trying to do. I know what you're trying to do, caller. You want us to validate you. And we're not going to do it as men because men don't operate like this. What I'm trying to tell you, young man, is this. I know you're in love, which is the first fucking problem because you're all in your feelings right now. But why don't you let your nuts drop and let her go and charge it? She is not. Why would you want to be with someone that doesn't trust you? Tell me. Why?
And I'm gonna just call it right. This is how we don't know. We be 10 steps ahead with this shit. Guess what, caller? You set the tone. So guess what she might do in advance? She might cheat to get back on you, number one. She might cheat to get back.
That's I try to bring all that in. That none of that
two.
Has ever happened.
She does not have enough self-esteem to say, I ain't being with no nigga that's lying to me. Because if she had enough self-esteem and love for herself,
right,
dog, your ass would have been grass.
Yes. So
the first time she found out.
So, Carl, all we're saying is why can't
this is red flags, man.
Right. Why are you with a woman that doesn't trust you? Why? Why do you hate yourself?
Okay. Well, let me put it like this. In the sense of, yes, me loving her, at the end of the day, it was my mistake to break that trust. And after figuring out what I really want from her and really what I want to evolve with her, it feels like it's, you know, kind of on me for the things that she doesn't believe in me.
I understand that, but, okay, listen, you're not, okay, how old are you, big guy? How old are you?
I'm 20, and cheating ended up almost about 2 years ago, completely flatlined.
Okay, why are you in a fucking relation? You're 20 years young. You're just getting your life together. Why are you in a relationship? Why? Why?
Because the feelings I have.
You're fucking your feminine ass feelings. Exactly. Because you're with someone that doesn't trust you. She does not trust you. So everything is going to, I'm going for milk. Oh, are you going to see a woman right now? Oh, I'm going up and get some gas. Oh, you're going to be with another woman right now? This is going to be the rest of your life.
Great. Those are all valid points. So you think once you break the trust like that, it's over.
Right, but here's the thing, big dog. See, if you was
that's what you believe. At the end of the day, earn trust
You know you're talking to, motherfucker, you ain't talking to no weak-ass motherfucker. You're talking to a real motherfucking man. And the reason why I don't do shit like you do, because guess what? Unlike your weak ass, and I say this with love,
Man, is that I was 15, 16, and now that I'm 18, 20, I've changed all of that. That was back in high school.
13. Wait, so what? I was fucking at 13. So what you talking about? I still had the same mindset.
What does that have to do with what I'm saying?
Because I'm trying to show you, if you listen, Dweller, because every woman I saw, I told them what was. This is what I am.
Okay.
This is what is going to happen. And guess what? You make the decision. Because you're going to know without a shadow of a doubt what the fuck I am. So you decide what you want to be. So I'll never be in your situation, because at that point, she can never say she can't trust me because I told her what we were. That's what I'm saying. So don't give me this I'm 16-year-old type bullshit. That's bitch. Men don't talk that way. What, you want me to cry for you because you're 16? And you didn't know any better?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm 20, but the actions I chose was when I was younger.
Oh, my God.
Move on and improve.
Just move on. You're 20. Move on. You got your life ahead of you.
Right. You're living life looking with your head over your shoulder. You need to be focused forward. You need to be, see, instead of thinking.
That's what I'm saying. Like, everything you said about playing and all that, it all comes
brand new from scratch up. You're saying, how do I get a woman back? Do you see what you're doing?
No, it's not a woman back. I'm with her. I'm with her. I've been with her. You said what?
What did you say?
I said, I'm with the girl. Like, I'm not trying to get her back.
Wait, didn't you come in here and ask, like, what was your initial question then?
My initial question was how to be able to get that trust back. It's been 2 years. We're together for 5, but it's been 2 years since I have stopped, you know, changed everything about me, the way I acted in high school. I've changed all of that.
So after everything Steve was just saying, what made you think the trust is not back?
You said what?
I said, what makes you think the trust is not back?
That's what I was saying. So, like, certain little things, I'm not saying, like, she feels like I'm going to go fuck or I'm going to go, you know, actually go do some shit like that. But it's just the certain little feelings that she said that she comes to talk to me and says about, like, sometimes I feel like you could be hiding something in your phone or doing this or doing that. But I'm usually with my girlfriend every single day. So, you know, actually going out and meet, you know, certain things like that. But it's just the small shit, and I don't want my girlfriend to feel that way, especially after 5 years and then 2 years of actually me not cheating, me actually changing my morals, my principles, the way I stand for now in relationships.
Oh, wait. No, I get it now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, you cheated. Stay with her.
Yes.
And as you just explained, you can break a glass and put all the pieces together. You can make a cup, but you're still going to see the cracks. These are the cracks.
Yes, exactly. Like now, basically, at the end of it.
I feel like this. What was this? Because you damaged her, bro. And I'm telling you, as a nigga that cheated on multiple women before, used to be a liar, finessing it, and all this other dumbass shit. I tell you this, and I'm very clear and direct about it. I'll probably fuck some of them girls for life. I hope not, but I'm just saying. And I put it on me as a man not to do that no more and to stand on who I am and my integrity. You fucked her up.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you're dealing with the consequences with those decisions.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Colin, do you want to play King?
You could be in a whole new scenario with a new life and a new, you know what I'm saying? But or you can sit here and try to manage being in prison, being in, oh, let me check your phone today. Let me do, what?
Yep. It's not really a prison because she doesn't do the checking the phone. She doesn't do that. She personally has those feelings sometimes for herself with little things.
Listen, so, but all, the end of my question was just based on the decisions you made in the past, the insecurity you created.
Exactly. So you feel like at that point, there's nothing that you can do.
Let her go heal, bro.
Caller, a man will let her. Okay, you got to listen to the beginning of the show, caller. Because this is the sacrifices a man must make. I keep telling you, sacrifice.
Breaking it up, then.
Well, you got to do her a favor. Yes, break it up because you don't trust me. And because you don't trust me, I'm not the man for you. I'm not the right man for you.
See, you know what, catch this. Save your breath. Watch this. Caller, ultimately it comes down to this. Fuck what we say, right? Ignore our advice. Your decision is going to lead somewhere. So make one you're comfortable with the outcome of. Just calculate what that outcome is going to be and be aware of that.
Don't just, oh my, okay. I feel like, I'm telling you. And you don't have to think on the level of being strategic and being planned ahead. You don't have to. I'm saying this is good for you. Don't take our advice. Say fuck us. But whatever decision you decide to make, make sure you trust that outcome and you want it to be that one. And if you stand by it, then so be it.
But see, this is why we teach manhood. And now, Islam, I don't know what the fuck you talking about. I want you to call the fuck in so I can cut your ass out. But what I'm saying to you, caller, is this. Listen, man, we have game on this panel, okay? And you don't have game. So your perspective and your reality is not on the level of what we're trying to explain to you. You're 20 years young, young man. You should not – let me just say this before we let you go. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. I know your kind. You know what you're going to do? You're going to get her pregnant on purpose. I bet you. Watch. You're going to get her pregnant on purpose.
Man, what kind of bullshit is that? Like,
no, you want to know what kind of bullshit
is that? How
is
that any advice?
No, it's not advice. Because, listen, you don't want to take our advice. We ain't giving you no more advice.
I came in here to call to
wait, hold on.
Ways to help.
No, hold on. Wait, hold on, bitch.
Pregnant.
Hold on, bitch. Don't you fuck. Wait, when I put my hand up, you shut the fuck up.
Dweller, don't make me mad.
No. You shut your ass up and I'll bring you in, young man. But let me tell you, little punk ass, something. You better hope she don't run into a real motherfucker like me. That's when a motherfucker like me, you better hope that she don't run into a real man. Because when he dick her down and show her that, you know what? I have other women. You know what she going to say? I understand. At least you're honest with me. Unlike that bitch ass, weak, 20-year-old sucker that's in his fucking feelings. Now, you got something to say before we bring somebody else in?
Guess what? This is the sad reality, bro.
God damn.
There is a void between you and her, which your decisions have created.
Motherfucker.
And another man, based on his actions, not what you're guaranteeing her or what words you tell her when she feels this insecurity or this sense of lack of safety with you, right? That void that's there, another man is not going to give her a void. He's going to give her a fulfilling, purposeful dynamic to messing with him. And when she feels or tastes that, it'll be like a drug. It'll be
exactly
like,
that's why she's still with me in that way.
I'm telling you they might be almost well-rounded squares or something like that. He did this or he did that, but she sees the fulfilling aspect of messing with me, and she bites as soon as she gets the chance to, bro.
Right.
And that's the sad reality. I'm telling you from the other side.
Right. That's because we've done it.
Yeah, I understand that. 100%. 100%. But at the end of the day, I'm not the same person that I was.
I'm predicting this. You're going to be sitting there saying, well, what can I do to get her to respect? What can I do to do this? And she's
done. I'm saying that when she meets a real man that has other women, she's going to be fine with you. You want to know why? Because the honesty. See, that's the key here. When she meets a real man that's going to be honest with her, that's why she's going to accept the situation, because she's going to use you as a reason why she'd rather be with someone and be part of a roster of other women, as long as he's honest with me, than being single with a guy that was dishonest. You see what
you'll be there, and you'll be there sitting there saying, then your heart's going to be broken. Oh, I thought I respected her integrity. And, you know, and you was trying to sit here playing the life ahead with her. I'm telling you, bro. So don't fuck our advice. Go do what you want to do.
Yeah, do what you want to do.
About
what
the outcome. But
I'm telling you,
we're trying to give you the perspective that you're missing, because you're seeing this only on this perspective of level of, I'm a man who fucked up. I want to be a great man, a boyfriend to the woman that I've hurt and damaged. And we're trying to give you
open your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Here,
yeah, wait, call it. Hold on, call it. Give me a second. Hold on. Islam, let me tell you a motherfucking ass something.
Who ever claimed that?
Right. Nobody said it. What the fuck you mean toxic? Hold on, call it. This ain't about you. This is about this goofy motherfucker.
Handle his toxicity.
Who the fuck said? Wait, see, there's a difference between being a bitch and what you think is toxic. You know what makes a man toxic in your world? Because we're honest with women. This motherfucker ain't honest with women. So how the fuck are we talking about his toxicity? This motherfucker is a goddamn liar. What the fuck are you talking about? The reason they fuck with us Because we're honest with them. Caller, I'm waiting one second. I was talking to this bitch on his message. But what was you about to say, caller? What's up?
Gotcha.
What's up, caller?
I said, yeah, I understand definitely the gravity of, you know, the things that I've done. But it's the fact that for 2 years, I personally changed myself and
that doesn't matter.
Everything, especially since what?
Sir,
it doesn't
matter. Sounds good. The glass is still cracked.
Right. Sir, can you change the weather if you want to, or do you have to accept what the weather comes in your way? Yes or no? Can you change the weather?
No, of course not.
Okay, so what you have to understand, I'm glad you changed, but you change and has nothing to do with her. It's like an abuser. You know what abuser does? Abuser will harm and hurt a woman, and then he'll say, "Oh, yeah. I've changed." But the scars are buried deep in the emotion, brother. So it doesn't matter if you change or not. It doesn't matter if you feed the homeless or tie yourself to a tree so no one cuts a tree down. She's still going to see you as you were because that's the first perception. That's her reality. So there's no toxicity. It's just a lying motherfucker. He's not. And look, I call it. I'm not even saying you're toxic. You just ain't shit. He ain't toxic. He just ain't shit. But what are you talking about? We're contradicting. The fuck is he talking about, Islam? Yeah, Islam, man, get your fucking ass and call in. But call it. We got to grab other calls, man. Okay?
You guys are good. Hey, I appreciate both you guys. Even talking, you know. I
all right, we got. Stand up, young man. Call. Respect, man. Thank you. Eric, yeah. But this
dude, I'm telling y'all, chat, dudes who can't, who I watched the passage of this chat. Dudes who only can get a woman to like them by trying to feed her crumbs or by trying to act mysterious or by texting back slow don't understand what it's like when a woman appreciates and admires them for who they are. And I tell y'all that coming from a past toxic lying ass, I'm not going to respond. I'm telling y'all from both sides of the fence. And I don't even bring up some of the circumstances of the shit I did because if it sound like I'm bragging, it would sound like I'm advocating for it or condoning it. I'm telling y'all from the inside out.
Yeah.
You will get women that way. You will fuck them. They will like you. But when you have a low sense of self-esteem, you're trying to trick them into liking you rather than showing them that they can fall in love with the man that they admire. And it's a whole different level.
Right. And real quick before we grab the other calls, what we're trying to say, Islam, maybe you don't know English, so let me slow this shit down for you, is that she's broken. She does not trust him because of his past actions. And what we're saying is why he can't even tell us why he wants to be with her. He couldn't even say why. And yet guys, we know he ain't gonna call in because punk ass motherfuckers like that just talk shit and just stay on a fucking weak ass horse. All right, let's go to 440. What's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, Stephen. Pause.
Yes, sir. How can we help? What's your question, brother? Yes, sir. What's your question? 513, you're next.
All right. I want to use this as an opportunity to spread God-given wisdom to me. All right. It's starting with.
Okay. Wait, sir. Sir. Please wait. Before you say this, let me say something to you. I don't believe in fairy tales. So anything you're saying to me is none of my business. Okay. So I don't need you to spread anything to me because would it be fair for me to spread manhood to you knowing you ain't shit as a man? It wouldn't be that way. So if you believe in that shit, believe in it. I'm not here to change your mind. But be respectful of me because I'm not pushing my non-religion on you. So do not push your religion on me. Okay? I'm going to open you up. But do you understand that, 440? Do you understand?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, so what is your question then?
Well, I actually just wanted to, like, talk about a part of Dane that I don't think you guys talk about that much, but I just
wait. So you got game? You want to okay? Tell us what part of the game you don't talk about.
Yeah,
I'm about to hear this. What part of the game? Hey, teach us, Almighty Great One. What part of the game don't we teach about?
Are you ready to take notes?
Well, it's not that I don't hear it as much, but this is what I believe.
Hold on, stop. Stop real quick. Before you go on, I just want to tell everybody in the classroom, this is what he believes. Why is that our business?
Because I believe I could help people.
Wait. Okay. I understand you can help people.
I want to use this as an opportunity.
But to help people with what?
Part of the game that I realized, and maybe it could open some eyes of others.
All right, how old are you before you tell us how old are you, big guy?
I'm 17.
Okay. Well, you must have some game. Tell
us.
A
lot of balls on this guy. Got some balls, man. Got some balls.
Well,
all right.
Well,
what's the game you got?
Some cojones, man.
Tell us the game you have, brother. Tell us the game you have.
All right. So a game that I noticed is once you – all right, I think of it because you guys like to talk about us as, like, you know, like lions and sheep. I think of it as – like we're seeds kind of, and as we grow, we learn, game, and gather information. I believe that once you can get to a certain point where you guys are like teachers, and I believe this is the part of mastery and love kind of that can help you grow, right? So I think of it like your tree, and you finally can bear fruit and help others. That's the part.
Sir, where are you going with this? Is this going towards church?
No. I don't want to.
So where is all this? Are you partaking of a certain drug right now, or are you drinking something now?
No, sir.
Are you sure now? Because it sounds like you're really whatever you're smoking, you got to start.
It's just like right now, you know, trying to collect my thoughts. It's like the first time, like, trying to share my, you know, thoughts out there.
Okay. I'm glad you have your thoughts, young man, but your nuts have not dropped from your stomach net to even talk to someone as great as us on here to try to tell us what game is, and you don't even know the G in game. So what are you talking about, sir?
Well, Steve, I actually believe I do.
Where's your girlfriend at? You got a girl right now?
Right now, I'm not really. I'm like focused on other things, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Listen, I have seen guys that in the '70s they went to Ghana and they got some Kool-Aid and killed that cult. So if you want to create a cult or something, I think you can do whatever you want, but you can't come on to a man station when you're not a man to try to tell men what game is.
Well, you know, I just want to like start somewhere. I feel like this is a good learning spot for me to like, you know, learn from.
To tell us what?
Guys.
Wait, who is what?
Because look, if I tell you guys what I you know believe, I might be able to hear things that you guys are like, well, he's wrong here, and then from that I could learn, you know, what moving forward to do, how I could better my speech. I'm just using this as like a test. So later on, I'll come back later.
Is this because of the church?
No, this is me. This is me.
Are you sure?
Enter me. All me.
So it wasn't Father O'Malley. Well, he didn't talk to you on the back end and say, don't tell your parents. He didn't touch you anything, right? You okay, right?
No. This is all me, sir. All me.
Oh, my God.
And I know what happens. I know. You know.
Showed us how it's done, man. Salute to you, brother.
No. Listen. I didn't come to show anyone else. And I just came to show. I don't know. I actually mostly did this for myself, really.
Wait. Hey, caller. There's someone wants to talk to you. Hold on a second. Wait.
Don't you call these men and try to tell them what they should do. You listen, shut your ass up, and you know it's true about Father O'Malley, so don't say anything about that. It'll be our secret.
Oh yeah, I actually kind of just remembered something, though.
Come on, what'd you remember, dog? We got on the call. Right. What's up?
All right, so, like, when you were talking about how you created your, created a thing for your family and all that.
Yes.
This was kind of helping. This was kind of adding on to, like, what I was thinking of. Like, when you get to a certain point and you start sharing and creating, don't you, like, believe that that's a part of, like, growth? Like, the mastery part of growth, like, you said this is the part where you're, like, going downwards, and I don't know. I didn't believe that an important part of the game. I probably should have came in here with, like a thesis, a main point of what I'm saying. But, you know, I just wanted to kind of rethink it coming in here. And I know that's probably a mistake.
No. Hey, Caller, you know what? I want to show you magic. Hey, Caller. Watch this. Hold up your index finger. Put your index finger in front of you.
All right.
Okay, you got it in front of you? Okay. And what I want you to do is I want you to move it towards your phone and just hang up on us.
All right.
Yo, there you go. Hang up on us. There you go.
Thank you for your phone. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Good job. Good hang up. Good job. Okay. Thank you for telling us about the game. Okay, Erico 513, the number one. 513, what's up, man? What's up?
Yo, what's up, man? Yo, I'm here to vibe with some greatness.
What's your question? Right, what's up? What's your question, brother? What's up?
Oh, you guys here? Oh, man, I'm just here to vibe with some greatness, man. I'm grateful for the opportunity. But, yeah, my question. Sorry, the silence just threw me off. Y'all funny. I was like just waiting for a response.
No, we're not going to interrupt you.
But, yeah, I just discovered the Man Mindset literally this week, and then I've been watching Taekwondo for a minute, man, and what I have to say about you two is, like, man, it's just your content is just unbelievable. Like, it's awesome, man, because, like, me personally, I've gone through, like, a major transformation, just, like, a period of growth, you know, just digging my way out of hell, you know what I'm saying, just being raw and speaking. And I made that transition to stepping more into, like, a leader, a man, you know what I'm saying, and putting my pride to the side. And I still keep up on a daily basis, you know, to keep my mind sharp with this stuff.
Appreciate that, brother. But do you have a question, Big Dog? Thank you so much. It's kind. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I got a question, man.
Sure.
So going through, like, my period with women when I really woke up to, like, female nature.
Wait,
specifically,
wait.
I started saying,
sir, wait. Whoa. Female nature is a word that some of the guys on the other side of the street use. So can you speak to us in man, please?
Define,
what is female nature? Tell me what that is. Educate me. What is that?
Female nature, just the nature of females.
What do you mean? Give me more depth than that. You can't make statements without saying, what does that mean? What does female nature mean?
What would you like me to tell you about female nature?
I don't know. Define it. I don't understand what it is. I'm ignorant as fuck. I know. I've never heard of that shit. So what does it mean? No, I'm serious. What do you mean?
Female nature is the nature of women. Well, female. I would say females.
What do you mean? What nature? In what way?
The psychology, how they, their emotions, how, like, their brain's wired.
What about their emotions? What about their emotions?
The emotion, like, emotions of a female? I mean,
Okay. All right, guy. Listen, this is what I want you to learn. Your first lesson in the game, never say a sentence or a statement that you cannot defend, okay, young man? Because you're just throwing words at that point, okay? You don't know what that fucking word is. I don't even know what that word is. And I don't even know now, what even worse, I don't even know what it is by what you're saying. So caller, don't. Yeah, he almost broke. What does that mean? So what is, yeah. Yeah, you're better off telling me about a squirrel out front of your front yard than trying to tell me about that. So, okay, caller. So we just think we appreciate the call, but the thing is, when you talk as a man, because a woman is going to challenge you sometimes, and if you can't answer that, she's going to think you're just blowing hot air, okay?
Okay.
All right?
This is when y'all fool to
get
questions. Like, what are we? And y'all hearts start racing. She should already know.
Like, I just didn't want to come in here and, like, start spitting knowledge. You know what I mean? Like, I just need to listen.
Let me answer the question, Gang of Tron.
Don't answer the question. All right, buddy, we got to let you go because we got other grab got other callers and stuff like that. So, you know, we probably got 30 more minutes left. So we got to grab some other calls. Okay, buddy?
Me ask the question?
Well, you already, well, your statement showed us you don't need to ask the question because the question is going to be tied in that weak statement that you made. So I wouldn't ask the question because the female nature killed it, brother. There's no female nature. And then your question is going to be tied into something that's fake. So technically you're going to be asking a fake question, right? Right, 513?
So,
does that make sense?
Are you calling my question fake, or are you saying I'm fake?
Well, no. Everything's fake on you because you couldn't answer what female nature is, but yet you're going to base a question off of something you don't even understand yourself that you cannot articulate to me. So if you cannot articulate it to me.
I do articulate. I just want to be respectful and not go off on a tangent. So what part of female nature would you like me to stay with you?
What's your question, caller? What's your question?
Let's see.
Man, okay. So, leading up to my question is...
What is your question? I didn't ask you. Wait. Who, what, when, why, where, how? That's how we start the question. So, what's your question, sir?
Okay. I'll just get straight through my question.
All right.
So,
I'm
my going question
to hang up on you
is,
if you just... You don't just ask your question last time. Just ask your question, son. What is your question? Without saying I'm going to ask my question. What is your question?
How do I come across more feminine women?
Okay.
Women.
Okay. How do you come across more feminine women? Is that your question?
Yeah, more genuine, empathetic, feminine women instead masculine, narcissistic, manipulating type women.
Wait. How old are you, young man? How old are you? Because, guys, it shows it ties into that bitch-ass female nature shit that he's saying. I told y'all guys we know what we're doing. See, I told you what he's going to ask is going to tie into that bitch shit he said before. So, 513, listen. 513, listen. Here's the problem. Women are not the problem. You're the bitch in all of this. Listen, and I'm going to show you why. Listen to what I'm showing you. I'm going to show you why you're the bitch and you're the problem. Because you're asking us about a bunch of fucking women that you don't even meet. You don't even know. Have you met every woman in this world? Yes or no?
No, sir.
And then how can you make that asinine-ass question? Because in your eyes, every woman, because some cult indoctrinated your silly fucking ass, you're a grown goddamn man, and don't even know what fucking female nature is, but then you're asked a question about women being feminine? Hey, look, they're feminine when they're around a man. How about that? So if they are acting out towards you, then you're the bitch. Does that make any sense?
I can see how it does look like a bitch, but what I'm saying is there's some women, it doesn't matter how masculine, through my experience, is it doesn't matter how, like, dominant, like, you are in your masculinity. Like,
who
some women are just going to...
Who says you're dominant? Wait, let's break this down. Watch this. We're going to put this like Ty
said. I do.
Caller, you'll say that or believe that until that guy comes, and then you'll be like... And then you'll find another.
I 100% believe that.
You'll find
another
see that guy checks her like that or makes her act in that way.
Oh, my God.
You say, well, she wasn't like that with me.
Through my experience, it's like they do act like that for, like, at first. But then, like, the true nature, like, the manipulating nature about, like, their pride.
That's the key.
Not the experience. Your experience. Wait, watch this. How are you talking to the women? Let's hear it. You see a woman, what are you saying to her?
Like, how would I approach a woman?
I just asked you, you see a woman, you're 27-year-old, you articulate what I'm saying. You see a woman, what are you saying to her? Show us what you're saying to her. What are you saying to her?
Nowadays, I would go up to her sweetly, and I would would it be crazy if I said what's up?
Wait, you said, you asked, would it be crazy? You said to a woman, would it be crazy if I ask you what's up? That's what you said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because
wait.
It makes say no,
wait,
which makes
wait,
it feel safe.
You're 27
years old. If I get her
old,
to say no, it makes her feel safe.
You're walking up to a woman. You're like walking up to a woman saying, is it okay if I say hi to you?
I said, would it be crazy if I say what's up to you, which makes it say no, which makes it feel safe. And then I can code read and vibe with her.
Wait, what is a code read? What the fuck is that? What is
it
a code?
Just feeling her energy, her body language, what is she doing, and
who the fuck
conversation
are you?
What is going on in the now.
Peach, caller, hold on. Peach, can you call in, Peach? Peach, call in. Peach, give me your area code, caller, we'll bring you up, Peach. Call in, Peach. Peach, call in. Come on, Peach, real quick.
One of the woman viewers, give us your area code.
We'll bring you right up. One of the woman's viewers. Peach, call in real quick. Any woman, come on. Call in real quick.
Cold read.
We need a mannerism. It's time for a mannerism.
I've never heard of that.
What, man, dude? All right, Peach, we got you at 984. Okay. All right. So let me bring Peach in. Come on in, Peach. We got you. Call in 984. We'll bring you in, Peach. Hold on. We got you, 513. We're going to give you a mannerism today. We're going to give you a mannerism today. Because you're going to talk to a non-feminine, sweet, kind woman that's not mean at all, that's really nice, and doesn't have any kind of attitude or anything like that. No, we got you, buddy. Hold on, we got you. We're going to have a mannerism real quick. We got you, big dog. We got you. And Peach, what kind of Motorola phone you got? You calling, girl? Come on. Oh, I'm waiting on Peach to call in. Come on, Peach. Jesus, come on, girl. All right, here we go, Peach. All right, Peach, you there, baby girl?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, now, caller. Thank you, Peach. We appreciate you. Now, Peach is at, she's reading a magazine on the street. Go ahead and talk to her like you would.
She's reading a magazine on the street.
Yeah, you walk up. No, you don't, it's real time. Y'all talk. We're just listening. How you going to, let's hear what you say to her.
Hey, would it be crazy if I said what's up?
I'm kind of reading my Cosmopolitan right now. What's up for what? I guess not. You can say what you want to say.
You just kind of reading it.
No, I'm reading it. But
it seems like you don't want to be bothered.
What did you have to say?
It seems like you don't want to be bothered.
I mean, I was enjoying my magazine. If you don't have anything else to say, what's next?
What you read in that magazine?
How to turn a guy on in 10 days.
How to do what in 10 days?
How to turn a guy on in 10 days.
How to turn a guy into a woman in 10 days.
How to turn a guy on in 10 days. How to turn a guy on in 10 days.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so what did you learn about how to turn a guy on?
Nothing I haven't already known before.
Nothing you never known before? It seems like you know how to run games on dudes.
I think I'm running game on you.
You know, I kind of caught that vibe that you're running a little bit of game on me.
You really good?
Yeah, goodbye. You good?
That's good.
All right, caller. All right, well, thank you, Peach. We appreciate you, Peach.
Thank you, Peach.
Yeah. Wait. Now we see why. It's not the winner.
Hold on, wait, Peach.
No, Peach.
Hold on, Peach, Peach. Wait, did she do that?
Yeah, Peach, yeah. Go ahead.
Review that before we...
Yeah, review that real quick, Peach.
Before we get on his ass.
Okay, that would definitely be a negative one out of 10 because he, I felt like he was very abrasive. And if I'm already doing something, how are you still going to impose yourself on me? Unless you don't have a reason. Like, what's the reason? That's what I was trying to get to. Like,
well, I wasn't the one who set up the scenario that you're reading a magazine.
Well,
this nigga, man.
But yeah, you were negative at the time.
I mean, you're the one that came up to me and said, what would you do? What do you say? What would you do if I said, what's up? Well, if it would be all right if I said, what's up? I don't like when people second guess themselves. It's like, if you're going to say, what's up, just say it. How are you going to, like, talking hypothetical to me is a turn off already. My pussy dried up as soon as you said that.
Did it feel like I was asking permission to say what's up, though?
You already are.
But it's not, though, because she's saying no, and it makes her feel safe.
How can you get permission to do something you're already doing?
And she feels my presence, and she wants to say yes.
Feels
she's
going to
say yes or no, and it saves me time, bro.
I was about to say, are you a Jedi?
It's that simple.
What do you mean, feels your presence?
Yeah, like, if she says... If she says, I don't want to be bothered, why would I waste my time?
Luke, I am your father, Luke.
Dog, whoever you have learned from, get your money back, dog. They fucked you over because everything you were saying was negative. You were saying, well, you wouldn't want to be the guy like me anyway. I mean, God, dog, are you serious?
Well, I didn't say anything about me.
Dog, you were very negative. Everything you were saying, you were just really like, just negative. And then what was all these boring ass questions? Why were you asking them boring questions? What kind of magazine were you reading? What page is it on?
I mean, you didn't give me anything to go off besides she's reading a magazine.
Well, so you're real time.
I gave you something to go off of.
Your opening line that works for you or some shit, and we said, all right, now run it. Now put it in motion.
All right, hey, wait, well, watch this. Hey, Pete.
And it didn't work with her.
Wait, call her. Watch this. Watch this, caller. You just
chilling. It sounded like she didn't want to
caller. Peach. Sure. Peach, go and show him a little bit of aggression. And let's see how you handle that, caller. You sitting there sipping on your drink, okay? Now Peach is gonna walk up on you. All right? Peach, go ahead and do your thing. Let's see how he handles an aggressive woman. Know what you want. Go get him, Peach.
Yeah,
okay.
Peach.
Go. Yeah. Roll up your arm sleeves, girl. Go get him. Show him that aggressive side of that Peach.
Is that a martini? Is that what you do? That's what you drink?
A martini? This ain't no martini, girl. This shit.
Oh.
I actually don't drink, though. On some real talk, I drink orange juice when I go up to the club. Some people question it. Sometimes I get kicked out. But, you know, I really believe in doing me, though. You know what I'm saying? It seems like you came up here for another reason besides that martini, though. What's up with you?
I was just wondering what type of man you are, because you can tell a lot about a man what type of drinks he drinks. And you at a club drinking orange juice, I know you don't get turned.
You say I don't get turned? It depends what you mean by turned.
I mean, we at a club, right?
Let's
dance.
Well, yeah, but what you think about a man that says OJ at the club while everybody else is drinking martinis and beer and, you know, gets drunk?
Caller,
I'm thinking about a man that drinks.
Talk about drinks and start talking about fucking or something. Get off of the fucking drinks. Get off the drinks. Go. Come on. Stop talking about the drinks. Come on. She ain't got, really got patience. Come on. You're in the club. She's throwing herself at you. Come on.
So, yeah, what you think about a man that says OJ?
What you think?
I think you can't dance. You can't dance. You in the club drinking orange juice. That just lets me know you can't dance. That's all.
I can't dance.
Yeah.
I can salsa. I can I can get down a little bit like Chris Brown. I could take you and show you a few moves right now.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're going right now. Let's go.
I know the DJ. He can play my favorite song. What DJ, you want to dance to?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and tell him to put your favorite song on, but make sure you put my song in the rotation too.
What's your song? What you want to dance to?
Chris Brown, Run It On.
Ah!
Actually, nah, scratch that. Put that Kiss Kiss on. That's my shit.
Kiss Kiss.
Yeah,
we can have a dance.
You gonna make it a surprise, or you gonna like actually gonna tell me first?
No, I didn't say surprise.
I feel like you like Jeezy. I feel like you like Jeezy. You're like Megan Stallion. I get that vibe.
No, not at all. I actually like Kings of Leon and Avenged Sevenfold.
Kings of Leon? So you gonna play Kings of Leon at the club?
Yeah,
you gonna play Kings of Leon at the club?
Hell yeah, all that.
All
right,
yeah.
Everybody, this is DJ. This is DJ. We're
going to
end things right now. It's a DJ. Get the fuck out.
All right. Well, hey, Peach, you want to say thank you, man. Thank you, Peach. Caller, call, just hang up. We're going to let you go. Just hang up on us. We got to get rid of you. All right, Peach, we still want to say thank you very much. We got to grab these other calls real quick, okay, Peach?
No problem. Thank you, Peach.
Great job.
Bye,
thank
Peach.
You so much. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to 917-703-682. 917, what's your question, brother?
No, quick question for y'all. Acid City.
What was I supposed to say? I'm sorry. What am I supposed to say? Me?
That wasn't an option, Steve.
Well, it is the option. It's the only option. It's me. Ty, hey, Ty, I didn't show you this, Ty. I posted it. Hold on, Ty. I want you to see this. Hold on, Ty. I'm back. Ty, I want you to see this real quick, Ty.
Wait, I'm not on the stream. What you showing right now?
Wait, Ty. Watch this, Ty. This is cold as fuck. Watch this, dog. Hold on. Here it goes. Watch.
Boy, I was born to be a politician. What about you? Fucking hate me. Because I'm one of one.
I'm one of one. And that's why I said me. Why do I need ass and titties again? What is ass and titties to a man? Caller?
There's nothing. There's just
so then
the
why,
outside.
Why would you waste a question when you can help yourself? Why would you ask us about ass and titties when you can ask a question?
Yo, how fast you said me.
I'm sorry. I was
just curious.
You had to say. That's funny.
What was I supposed to say? Call it with, I'm sorry.
You were supposed to say either ass or titties.
I did. I said me.
So which one is that? Is that the ass or are you the titties?
No, it's me.
Got me.
Always me, brother. Always me first. Always me first, brother. All right? So we'll get to the other call, but thank you for the call, brother. We appreciate you. Eric code 703-682. What's your question, man? What's up, man? 713 going one. Yeah, what's going on, brother? How can we help you?
Oh, 703, bro. What's good with y'all? What's good, Steven? What's good, Todd?
Yes, sir.
Hi, this is for your video. I was looking at your video on the allegory of the cave, right? And on the first and second level, I noticed on the first level you was talking about the socialized mind and everything what goes around you. And then on second level, I was wondering what is the underrated aspects to get you to the third level.
Excuse me, what?
Huh?
Underrated aspects to get you to the third level.
Yes, basically like an aspect, yeah, like an underrated aspect or like a slept on aspect to get you to the third level.
Well, curiosity combined with courage.
Huh?
Curiosity combined with courage.
Okay.
Go past the edge that was set for you.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Hey, all my man mindset guys, there will be, I'm going to do a live show at 3 a.m. Y'all sleeping, but I usually do some, guys, it's going to be a live show tomorrow. We got more calls, we're just saying. All my chat room dogs, we're going to be going live at 3:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time because I want to do something for my UK guys. Erico 682, what's your question, brother?
Hello, hello, you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you, sir, yes.
Okay, so I need help. How to, like, on understanding myself, because I found that, like, I struggle on that, and I'm just trying to, like, fix that shit, because I'm happy with it.
Understand yourself.
What is it about yourself you don't understand?
Yeah, what is it that you understand about yourself?
Like, right now, I'm just speaking on every end of, like, the spectrum of life. Like, let me give you a little example. Like, let's say somebody bugging me, and I'm like,
wait,
yo, cut that shit out. But like,
somebody bugging you?
Bugging you?
You say you're asking about somebody?
Not,
bugging you?
No, I'm giving you like a tiny example, so you can like better understand.
Well, give me a better example by someone bugging
real
you, please.
Example,
yeah, give us something
real
better. Yeah, come on.
Real answer, bro.
Come on, bro. What you got?
All right. So right now, I'm trying to start a business, and like, let's say.
What is
somebody's
your business?
Like, oh, you're going to...
What is your business?
My business? Right now, don't laugh, but shit. I'm trying to be an eBay seller.
Okay,
eBay reseller.
Okay, so sell me on your business.
On my business? You said what?
Didn't I stutter? I said sell me on your eBay business.
How are you going, yo?
Oh, wait.
Yo, y'all expose yourselves every time, bro.
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Fuck that. No. Wait. I don't understand why y'all guys will. I try to be nice. I do. Was I not nice? Why would you do such a mean thing like hang up on us because we asked you a fucking simple ass question?
Don't you ever hang that fucking phone up again, you bitch. You ain't gonna do good on eBay. Shut your ass up. You ain't gonna be shit. So don't even fuck with that. You understand me? We try to help you. And yet you didn't want to listen. Go!
See, that motherfucker hung the fuck up, see? That bitch ass. See, guys, this is all we try to show you, to stand on your shit. 727, you up. What's up, brother?
Says he won a business. What is your business about? Can't explain it clearly, directly, concisely, with precision, with determination, with clarity. Why would I even support that?
He ran the fuck off because he's bullet full of shit. That's a dream, man. Ain't no fucking real thing. All right, caller. What's up, 727? What's up, brother? How can we help you?
All right, can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you. What's up, sir?
All right. I'm a little congested, so I just wanted to make sure. I just have one question, and then I'll be gone. It's just a simple question. It's what advice do you have for up-and-coming YouTubers?
Wait, what is your niche?
What is my niche? Public. I plan on getting into public interviews, more so content creation, like, I don't want to copy anybody or anything too crazy, but definitely just as far as interacting with other people just in public and eventually going from that to something bigger. Like, I don't know, I just more so the public interviews thing, and hopefully.
Who are you interviewing publicly? What interview?
Just random people, like in malls. Me walking into the mall and I'm speaking to the first person I see, asking them a few questions, whatever the case may be.
Sir, what is your express written consent contract going to say?
Say that one more time.
What is your express written consent contract going to say to give permission to show their likeness on air? What is that going to say?
I have no idea.
then
I never knew I had to have a contract to ask people a question.
Well, because, okay, you can't just show people's faces on the camera without their permission, brother.
Of course, which is why I asked for permission.
But you
got
to
record. I won't start recording until I have their permission to be.
It's not permission.
Yes,
you got to have express written consent because they can easily sue you for and what is he saying?
Right.
She said. So, you,
right.
Dude, if I was you, how old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 19.
But then what are you doing for a living? What do you do for a living?
Right now, I just work.
What do you do for a living?
I work full time.
For what?
I work as a food runner at a restaurant.
All right, this is being brought to you by NyQuil, the nighttime sniffling season, coughing, aching, severe head, fever, so you can rest, medicine for Vicks. NyQuil. Now, listen, sir, if I was you, go ahead and get your ass in the Army. Stop bullshitting your life. You've already wasted a year of your life doing nothing. So why don't you just get your ass in the Army and do something with your life, sir?
To be honest with you, I feel like everybody has their own route. Me personally, I'm not going to the Army. I'm going to tell
sir,
you why, though. Can
sir,
I tell you why?
Tell me why. Please tell me why.
So you'll be right. Broken too.
Well, number one is the only reason why I don't plan on going to the Army is not because of what other people say. It's because of what I think and what I know that I'm capable of.
Tell me,
of.
We're asking, what about
number
the
two,
Army? About the Army. What do you think about the Army? Listen, what do you think about the place?
I mean,
you
I think the Army cool. I ain't
but then
I don't
why,
hate on it.
But then,
I don't have you know, no problem
you,
with it or anything like that.
Okay,
wait.
But you're living with your parents right now, right? Right?
Yes, sir.
And you're a 19-year-old grown-ass man living with his fucking parents. So don't you think you
yes,
need to
sir.
Think more than fucking being a burger runner than getting your lazy fucking ass and starting your real life? And I'm not being a dick about this, but I hate to see you.
I know you're
kids.
Not. That's why
right,
I'm not. That's why I'm
kids
not a
kids fucking up. Right. I hate to see you, young kid. Listen, you are 1 year behind everybody that's in college right now. So this is your opportunity.
Can I be honest?
What? Be honest with what? Yeah.
As far as college, I'm be honest. As far as college, in my opinion, in a way, it's a scam. Because why I'd rather
okay,
not
sir.
Work?
All right,
let
sir,
me explain
sir.
To you. Wait.
No,
I
don't need to explain.
So
no, please
speak.
Stop. Sir, please,
you
know,
I let you speak, so you can let me
right.
speak. All I'm going to say is one thing, and then you can speak right after. That's all I got to say. All I got
to
say is one thing.
You need to make something of it, bro.
Oh, yeah. Dude, will you shut your bitch ass up? The reason we can speak over you because it's our show, fucker. So will you shut your fucking ass up and listen to Uncle Ty? We're trying to help you with something. Fuck what you think. Let me tell you what's wrong with you, young man. I'm going to let you back in. You're just a kid that's wet behind the ears, immature, and you don't know what the fuck you want to do in life. So apparently whoever's teaching you this shit has failed you because you got your own opinion on shit, but yet you're running food. How is that a career? How? Tell me, 77, how is that a career?
All right, first of all, I never said I planned on doing that my whole life. Number two, as far as college, like you were saying, I wouldn't want to waste 4 years of my life when I could just be running up money 4 years of my life. After
doing
that,
what?
Save my money and invest,
money
and then save my money and invest
up-
into cryptocurrency and options trading. And then,
most men between a certain age group that like watch a lot of this like internet shit and like they love. Cryptocurrencies,
oh
NFTs,
my God.
And, you know,
I do want to have multiple sources of income, so of course it's driving
right
my head into it.
Yeah, you just, but
is
you
that
can't,
a bad
you
thing, though, that I'm into that?
But you can't pay a bill right now. You
can't
pay your own rent.
I can.
This is the thing, bro. A lot of the times, these dudes will benefit off of your hype.
Yeah.
Your emotions. And then you make these decisions emotionally, not from a place of strategy,
mm-hmm. yeah.
an actual plan mm-hmm. and risk.
Young man.
Because guess what? Then you
right.
look up and you're investing in these things, and you don't even have a mm-hmm. stop loss. What's your stop loss on crypto? What's your percentage that you stop?
I mean, I'm not into it. I just plan. Now I just.
Oh,
you haven't even put $1.
God, he's just.
You haven't even put $1. Bro, how can you just be living such a dream, though, with all these. All these, like, words.
Living a dream? I mean,
yeah.
as far as it's I like I said, I plan on getting into it later on.
Plan on
and I have invested. I invested back when the Dogecoin era was still popping off, and it was just a little experience.
Where's your actions? How are your
I invested 50, made 50.
Where's the action?
I'm listening.
I'm asking you, where are the actions?
You said, where are the actions?
Jeez. Right, where are the actions that reflect this plan?
Where are my actions that reflect this plan? I mean, I jot everything down. I'm telling you right now, I jot everything down. I write all my stuff down. Nigga, I have my stuff. I'm all in my phone or whatever the case may be of me learning these things, breaking it down to the core. I've done courses, whatever the case may be.
Listen. All right, that's cool, right? Mm-hmm. That's cool. Let me put you on something. And Floyd Mayweather said this in the interview. See, it's three ways of learning: listening, watching, and doing. You're only listening. Oh, I'm a listener and I'm gonna write it down. You ain't doing anything. Excuse me, you're watching. So you're not even doing anything. You're not even listening. You're not even moving out in the world. So you're losing to the motherfucker like me. I can learn while listening, watching, and doing it.
Mm-hmm. I understand completely what you're saying.
So you're only saying you're writing, you're not putting it into practice. You're not living it, bro. So it don't matter. Your phone is thrown into the water. Now what? Who are you? What do you have?
That's understandable. I definitely see where you're coming
from.
But
it's just a reality.
All right. Let me ask you this then, in terms of, like he said earlier, the Army or whatever the case may be, or college. So do you feel like that if you were still younger and at the age that you are now without YouTube, if you would have gotten to something like, this is just me.
Bro, listen. You ain't gotta ask people.
Would you have gone
in real life?
Would you
have
done the same thing? You have gone to Army or?
I still go to school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in college. I don't have to be.
I watch your vids, so I'm already aware of that.
Right.
But I'm just asking you, if you were still in my shoes and you weren't as successful as you are now.
Cryptocurrencies and all those things, that you watch a lot of these motivational videos, and these dudes go in there and they say, he was a scam, fuck school, get into this investment. And they get y'all riled up because y'all want money now. Y'all want quick money, fast money. Y'all want to change your life now. They seen the success. And I'm telling you, the hype is getting into your head. You're acting off of your emotion, your desire. So listen, and it's all right. It's okay to want success. It's not the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is they feed you this motivation and this hype.
Right.
And then you look up, you have nothing to show for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have all these negative
as far as taking more action.
And then you have all these negative connotations based on these topics. Over college is a scam. Well, listen, college is a scam unless you're a scammer. How can you blame college for wasting 4 years of your time if you chose to be there? Not you specifically, but those people who are calling it a scam, saying fuck school, fuck this and fuck that. They're saying that after they chose to do it and position themselves to face that reality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Young man, listen. Look. You just
no,
you
I
have,
completely understand.
Young man.
Let me get this.
Carl, listen, while he's getting the book, you have to understand something real quick, please.
Yes, sir.
That every day that goes by, you're wasting your life away. You are working towards your retirement, and you have nothing to show for. But living under your fucking parents' roof, getting your fucking bills paid, eating free, and not doing shit. Why can't you get the fuck out of your house and be a man and go learn and go to the Army and learn a trade or something to learn how to navigate this world that doesn't give a fuck about any of us?
Trust me, I know that.
No, I'm saying, but what are you going to do about it? I went
to
the Army. Well, no, you ain't taking action because you're walking in your burgers. Listen. You're not me, but I bet you would like to be me.
I wouldn't. I don't want to be anybody but myself.
Well, look who
you're
yourself. You're
no
pretty
disrespect,
much.
Though.
Right.
No,
it's all good. No, it's good. Let's look at yourself right now. You're in your parents' house, and all you got is a burger job. So you think everybody wants to be you?
Nah, not a burger job, but it's something better than nothing. So I don't really see what's wrong with that. But I know you're saying reach for new heights, reach for a better height, maybe go to college, be in the army, so that way they put me into a better position financially. I understand that. 100%.
Fuck it, you don't know shit.
I mean, I just came here for advice. I'm not that I'm taking your advice, and I'm accepting it. I mean, I'm not saying that what you're saying is invalid. I'm accepting what you're saying.
Say
that one more time.
You got to ask for every fucking thing like you know.
Yo, you got every answer.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it, man. I just wanted some advice.
I feel sorry for you, dog. I hope.
Hey, that's fine, man. I just wanted to hear something from you guys, and I appreciate it anyway.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
No bad blood.
Hey, you know why I get pissed off? Is I got to pay taxes for fuckers like you, and I get sick of that shit. I'm serious. They always take from us to fucking take care of you. That's why I get fucking pissed. So I'm allowed to get pissed because I'm paying for your lazy fucking ass. Because they're gonna rob me.
I wouldn't pay that.
But no, because I work hard and I bust my ass. But what do they got to do? They take taxes from me.
Kudos to you, man.
To your lazy fucking ass, man.
I'm glad you work hard.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you don't.
I do, though.
Shut your ass up. I already paying for you, so I can tell you what to do. Eric Kale 81, I fucking hate the motherfuckers, man. That is true. 810, what's up, 810? What's up, man?
What's good?
You hear me? Yes, sir. What's good, man?
All right. So, like, my problem is pretty minor, but I was just wondering what y'all would do if y'all was in my position. So, do y'all want, like, the context behind it? It's kind of a lot.
What is your question, sir? What's your question?
What's your question?
Okay, so... I had linked this girl like 3 times and I didn't make a move.
Wait, English class. Bring. Questions start with who, what, when, why, how, and where. So right, give us a quote.
The who is me and this girl. And so like, my fault, bro. This is my first time being on a call, so you can't really get mad at me. My fault, bro. So,
What's up, dog? What's going on?
Not bad. So we had linked 3 times, right? And I didn't make a move. So it was time for the 4th link, and I hit her up, and she was like being dry, and then she had.
All right, wait, real quick. What do you want from her?
The 4th link,
right?
Okay, you said the 4th link.
The fuck that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
What do you want?
4th time seeing her.
Oh, okay. So what do you want from
her?
Yeah,
4th time seeing her.
What is it that you want from her? What do you want from her?
I thought I wanted a relationship, but I really don't. I just...
Okay, what do you want? You want smash?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Call her right now and tell her you want smash. Call her right now. Go.
Straight up and tell her?
Wait. What else is there?
What
other way is there to call her? Listen, if that's what you want... Look, I'm trying to show... If that's what you want, ask for what you want.
Just call her and say straight up, I want to smash.
Yeah, what,
do you want to link 4 more times, hoping you get lucky? I mean, it's up to you. Now or 4 more.
So come on,
later.
Man. Let's get it out of the way. You want to smash? We got you. Call her right now.
Why do y'all think y'all time is just so easily to be thrown away, bro?
No, man. Just go ahead. So call her right now. We'll be quiet.
I'm on my phone right now.
No. Do you have a Cricket or an iPhone? Because I don't know the iPhone guy. Ty is and shit. So you got a Cricket or an Android?
iPhone.
What do you got? What do you have? What's your phone? Ty, can you explain how to merge a call with that iPhone shit?
Bro, you call and it's 1 of the 6 buttons on your format screen, especially if you called on using the cellular mode, not a FaceTime.
Straight up call and smash.
Yeah, straight up to click over so we can hear it. You ready to win? Why you sound sad? Why are you so upset? Look, I asked you a simple question. You said you want to fuck, so I'm all for it. Let's ask for it. What's so wrong with asking to fuck? I don't get it.
Straight up saying it like that, though, is kind of wild.
Bro, But wait a second. Isn't it WoW doing four, what is it, four pegs? What is it again?
Four, no, oh, no, 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 not pegs. Four links.
Four links. Four links.
Yeah, four different times seeing her. Over what period of time, call it?
It was like over like 2 weeks. That just met her like a month ago.
So, okay, are you ready to be a man? Or do you want to do things your way?
Yeah, I'm ready to be a man. But can I explain just one more thing?
No, just let me explain. Hey, after you call her and you let her know you want to fuck and whatever happens, you can talk whatever you want, okay? I promise you.
Okay, bet.
This is what you want. That you don't just ask. You good.
You straight up say 10 odds. Like, bro, like what? Like, I'm saying, like, what do I exactly say?
I'm free tomorrow night. I want you to come over because I want to spend some intimate time with you. I want to taste your body. However you want to put it, you're going to say, why you laugh? Wait, how old are you, big guy? How old are you?
Bro, I'm 18. I like just graduated.
So why are you scared? Why can't you ask?
Brother, just crazy to say.
Wait. Let me get this straight. So you want to be like?
Well, I was thinking. Well, this is like the 4, 5, 6. Well, you know, I was thinking that maybe we could Netflix and chill.
Don't do that shit. Just go ahead. Call her and tell her you want to come over because you want to put your lips on her body. Just do it like that, okay? You ready?
You say, I'm trying to come over and put my lips on your body?
Yeah, wait a second. What is so hard about saying that? That's like ordering a fucking sandwich. Hard.
Ty, is this the way to go?
Oh, my God. Sorry.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm not going to ask.
Call it. The point is, bro, what you're currently doing is you're waiting around hoping that she lets you get a crumb of pussy. So you're not only leading her on under a false impression, but you're trying to, like, it's like sneaky. It's like weird as shit. And then you hope that, oh, I link her enough. I pay for 12 dates. I do this. I'm going to get lucky. I'm going to fuck. Rather than being clear and direct about what you want. And you said you want to fuck, so we said tell her what you want, and then it doesn't matter what it is. But you can't even do that.
Yeah, dude.
So, listen. I ain't forcing you to say nothing. If you want to waste your time, continue to do that.
Yeah, or
we continue to do so.
Yeah, we'll move on to the next person. Are you going to call her or not? Just say no and hang the fucking phone.
Yeah, I'm going to call her. I'm going to call her.
Now, listen. When you call her, if you hear, you reach 555. 555. What we want you to do is wait till the few fives are over with, then click over, okay?
All right.
Don't be scared, man.
I'm finna add her in here, but.
Yeah, go ahead. Man, you got this. We got you. You got two sharks here. We got you. We got your back. Don't be scared.
Ooh, here we go. I'm about to press it, bro.
Okay, it's cool.
I'm about to press it, bro.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's good? What you up to?
Nothing.
Oh, that's what's up. What you got up tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Did you want to chill or not?
What do you mean chill?
I don't know. Just chill.
With you?
No, with you like that, it's crazy. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
All right, bet.
Mm-hmm. Type shit.
Type shit, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you got to hang up.
I didn't call.
Bro, just hang up the phone.
Why are you not able to do it yourself?
Because I'm doing something right now. Just hang up.
Oh, what are you doing?
Bro, hang up the phone.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about what I'm doing. Hang up.
Okay. Type shit. Bye.
All right, bye.
Wait, where'd he go? Oh, no, on him. I'm calling. He got called back.
Yo,
no,
no. Scary,
he been, he a big dog. She was down.
Know, you know, not you.
Yeah, you know, I'm just gonna try. Why are you trying?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why are you trying? Why are you trying to act all smooth?
I can see why they linked like 10 times.
Oh, man.
Oh,
how the fuck can you not ask for what you, where the fuck is he at? I got to call that man back. How do you not ask? Did we not tell him to ask? It was a perfect opportunity. She's like, what do you mean?
He had to take time both. You know what I'm saying? I want to spend time with you.
Yeah, she was asking, what do you mean? And he like, hold on, man.
Yeah, nothing to say.
Oh, wait, Uzi, I'm down calling around.
Had nothing to say. Oh, let me see who this is.
Hey, your eBay thing is going to suck. It's still a bad idea, motherfucker. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me call the other guy. All right, so hold on. Hold on, let's call this guy. Man, this dude, guys, you see why if you're a man, why women would want to sleep with you faster? This motherfucker was, wait, he called it. Here he is. I'm correct. 810. No, you're calling her back. 810. Why
call her back?
No, why didn't you say what we told you to say?
Bro, because the way you said it, bro.
Why couldn't you?
You couldn't even tell the bare minimum.
Call her. It did not call her. It did not matter. It did not matter. Hold on a second. Call her. It did not matter. Well, let me block him. Hold on. Let me block this goddamn fucking guy. God damn it. Where the fuck am I blocking?
Do you see the difference between like speaking clearly and directly and what you did?
But I mean, bro, it was.
No,
just review your performance.
Hey, with all due respect, I really can't hear because like those calls to me.
No, I want to hear that. Hold
on, call it. Review your own performance. How did you do in your mind? Based on what you said.
Bro, it was trash. Come on now.
But listen, what the hell are these ambiguous, vague, what is I don't know? And just chill. And then she asked you,
what do you mean? Why can't you just say
what did you think in your head when she said, well, what do you mean, chill?
And she checked your punk card, dog. Why you trying to go cool with shit? Now, listen. Hey, we ain't got much time. Listen. You get your ass back on and you call her fucking ass and you tell her what the fuck we said. I want you to come over because she says she ain't doing nothing tomorrow. I want you to come over tomorrow so I put my lips on you. And leave it at that.
Say,
come
you
on.
Like that, bro.
Huh?
No, I got you, but like, what did you say? Did you see how she said with you?
Call her.
Tell her I was playing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just
want to
see tomorrow.
Get Sarah's time with her. Let her know, man. Nut the fuck up and call her right now. Hurry up. Stop acting like a little bitch.
Wait, call her. Tell her. She might ask you what you mean by intimate. And
that's
now, this is where we lay back. And you speak your mind.
Yeah,
no script. This is you. Like, this is you.
Come on,
clear.
Man.
We're not, like I said, we're not forcing you to say anything.
Stop
you told us you wanted to fuck.
Yeah.
This is all based off what you
said. Yeah, back in line.
Everybody watching, we're not forcing. We don't force nobody to go out nobody. We just encourage you to go for what you want.
Yeah, stop trying to act all cool and shit.
Right. Don't be scared of what you want.
Yeah, just, they'll be like, yeah, man, what's up? Man, just say what the fuck you want to say, man. She's selling
you
down.
Say what
right.
you mean and mean what you say, brother.
Yeah, the way she was talking, she was cool with this shit. So call her up and say, look, let's get to the brass tacks. I want you to come over tomorrow. Let's cut all the bullshit. I want your body over here tomorrow at 8, okay?
Holy shit.
Okay, call her.
Street like that?
Brother, look. You almost made me say the N-word. Look, please, man. Please with sugar on top. Please say with it. Trust us. We know more than you, and we will. And you'll see if you're wasting your time or not, okay? So just lay it on the line, okay? Now, look. Are you watching us live? You have us live?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
we're
a little delayed.
Okay, but we're going to be your coaches on the side. What? You see what I'm saying? When I point this, what does this mean? Look at this. What the fuck does this mean when I point at my bitch-ass lips? What does it mean?
It's like a whole minute delay. Like, I'm not even.
I don't give a fuck. We better talk and make that delay. It means lips on body. Lips on body when you need to say that shit.
All right.
Now get in there and fucking get that pussy. Go, come on, man. Stop playing around.
All right, bet.
Come on, nut up. Let's go.
All right. All right, let's see what he do, though. Let's see what he do.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
It was good. My fault. I was doing something. But I was saying, like, were you trying to come over?
When?
Tomorrow.
When tomorrow?
Probably around like 8.
Okay. Sure.
Right, for sure. For sure. All right, you got to hang up again.
Okay.
You said just what?
I said just text me.
All right, I'll meet you up.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Bye.
Bro, hang up.
Said bye.
You got to press the red button. I can't press it.
Yeah, but you have to say bye back. Like, don't be rude. All
right, my fault. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
You,
so where's the chef's kiss? Where's the light touch at the end?
Oh my gosh, she's dead.
Listen, you gotta leave her hanging up with a smile.
Oh
bro.
My god,
you gotta leave her hanging up excited to come tomorrow. Like, you talking about first the red button?
Hey, he'll call back. He'll call one more time. Fuck that. I got an idea. I got an idea. Call back. Wait. I got an idea. A1-0. I got you, dog. A1-0. We
call
again. Yes, you'll call again. Call her. Wait. Call, listen.
Wait,
you call her again. It's crazy.
Why don't you want to aim for the next? Shoot for the kill.
Because he got, you know what?
Why you,
bro.
Like,
game,
I
No. Wait. Let me tell you what happened. You couldn't believe in your wildest fucking dreams that you could say, come over to my place, and she say yes. When she said yes, it threw you the fuck off. You couldn't let you down, right? So listen to me.
Yes,
listen,
bro.
Listen, phase two, we got
Caller,
you.
Calm down.
We got you, Caller. Listen, Caller.
Calm down.
Listen. I got
you.
Now follow me. I'm going to give you some. Dog, you want action. We're going to get you action. You almost there. You are coming home, okay? Now listen.
All right, man.
All right, she says she's good. She says she wants to come over. She said yes. Everything's down now. Listen. Now remember, you tried to hang up and say goodbye. You didn't say goodbye the right way. And then, you know what? Listen to me. I got you. Listen. Just
listen.
You
want me to write this down?
Yes, please write this down. Please write this
down.
Write this down and just read this shit. Write this down. I got you. Please just write this down. I got you set up. This is perfect. I already got it in my head. I got you. You just got to write it and just read it, okay? Because listen. You say you want to fuck you. Hey, you right there. We got you. You just got to believe yourself. It's right there. You heard her. She down. She down like a motherfucker. So listen.
Is she down for that, though?
She's like, why?
Yes, man. Okay, Caller, you ready? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, say, you know, the reason why I'm calling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the reason why I'm calling is because I didn't say bye to you the right way.
All right.
Let me know when you're done, because you don't say this shit.
You said write it down, my fault.
Bitch, go get a fucking pen and paper,
my
man.
My fault. I got my notes app open. I'm like,
oh my God, you acting scared. You know what it is? See, now you want a pussy.
Like excited,
right,
bro.
You want a pussy, you about to get it. Now you acting all scared. Come on, man. Get in the game. You ready?
Yeah.
Now write this shit down, Cupcake. The reason why I'm calling you is because I didn't say goodbye the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You writing it down?
Yeah.
So allow me to make it up to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
When I put my lips on your body.
Okay.
That's
the reason why
it.
I'm calling you, I didn't say it right or wrong way, so let me make it up to you, Mara.
Let me make it up to you tomorrow when I put my lips on your body, tomorrow night. Let me make it up to you tomorrow night when I put my lips on your body. Right, I got one more. So you won't say goodbye. Ooh, shit, Steven.
So you won't say goodbye?
So you won't say goodbye. So she won't
say goodbye.
So she, okay, y'all, it's all connected. Just fucking, just write it down. Look, Friday night, so I can put my lips on your body so you will never say goodbye.
You will never say goodbye. Right,
just don't worry. Just go with it. I know what I'm saying. Just please.
Call it. Make sure you say it with some sexual, like.
Yeah, relax.
Day,
my, I know my voice is kind of shaky last time. I don't know why.
No. You got, look, dog, you got to just relax. I've already set you up. So you're going to call it because, look, you ended without saying goodbye the right way. So now you're going to make it up to her when she comes over Friday night when you put your lips on her body. And the way you're going to put my lips, hey, listen, add this. The way I kiss you and touch you and lick you, you won't have a reason to say goodbye. Write it down. So the way I'm going to kiss you, touch you, and lick you, you will not have, look, write that shit down, dude. I'm giving you game. Come on.
The way I
kiss you, lick you, and touch you, you will not have a reason to say goodbye.
What if I say you won't even want to say bye?
I don't. That's fine. That's fine. That's cool. I'm fine. I'm kind of with it. As long as you say that shit. Now go call her. Hurry up. Go ahead and make this last call. This is you. This is it. This is it, dog.
I got to lock in, Chuck.
Hey,
lock in, Chuck.
This is it, dog.
Home run.
This
home
is
run.
It.
You on third base.
Third base, baby. Come on. This
hit,
is
that
what, home. Hit that shit home. Slide that motherfucker in.
Slide it in, dweller. Let's go.
Come
call
on.
Right now?
Yeah, motherfucker. Call her right now. Let's go. Let's get it.
Oh, my God, chat.
Let's go. We all back in the chat room. Woo! Dogs are here. You're here. We got you. Let's get it, baby.
All right, bet. I'm going to walk in.
All right. Hey, wait. Call her.
Oh,
real
my
quick.
God.
Hey, wait. Call her. Say the word ass.
Yeah.
Say the word ass. Just say it with me. Ass.
Bro.
Just say the word ass. Come on.
Bro.
Say ass. Okay. He's like, man, bro. Bitch, will you sit the fuck up and listen?
Yo,
I'm trying to help.
Call her. Please stop playing right now.
Call her, please. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to relax you. Say the word ass, just, and that'll relax you. And that smile that you have when you say the word ass. That word.
I'm stepping outside.
All right, let's go ahead and call her. Go ahead and call her and say exactly what
I'm saying. All right,
all right, go ahead. You got, hey, dog, you want to you, wait, hold on, wait. God damn it, hold on, wait. Don't wait, wait. We got to wait for the thing. Hold on, wait a second. Wait. Hold on, wait. Wait, we're going to wait 2 minutes. We don't want the phone to say words while you're on here. So listen, 810, I'm going to give you, you got 1 minute to relax. Okay, listen to me. Listen.
Yeah.
This is where, okay.
Breathe in, breathe out.
You want to have sex, okay? You're already at the position. She's already coming over Friday. But see, what a man does is he's going to make sure that she knows why you're coming up, why she's coming over, okay? Because if you're not clear and concise in your intentions, then she can easily say, I didn't know. You see what I'm saying? This is where man, okay? So, no, not yet, because we're waiting. It's still counting down. We got about 48 seconds, okay? So, because I don't want the voice to pop in while you're on with her, okay? So, just relax. But listen to me. It's going to be
outside,
okay.
So hopefully, I can lock back.
Okay, listen. Okay, you're okay. Listen, you're okay. Now, listen, you're at third base. She's already interested.
Yeah.
She said she's going to come over. Now, you didn't say goodbye right, so just repeat what you said, okay? Say exactly everything on there. All right, and then end it with, I'll talk to you later, sexy. Okay, that's it. I'll talk to you later, sexy.
I'll talk to you later, sexy? What?
What? Dog, do you want to? Okay, listen. All right, listen, call her. You're no longer.
Hey, I know you call her bro right now.
Yeah,
you
stop.
Call her bro.
Yeah, call her sexy because you're about to have sex.
You made her feel sexy.
Right,
you
you're about,
feel,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
It's not really your vibe right now.
I'm going to say what's on the script real quick.
All right, so here we go. Now, go ahead and do it. All right, now we'll go ahead. Go ahead and do it, caller. Go ahead. You got it. Go
can
do
I,
it.
Can I,
go.
Can I say it one time before I call her?
Yeah, go ahead and practice. Go ahead.
All right, bet.
What's good? The reason why I call you, I ain't say bye the wrong part.
Relax, slow it down. Slow it down.
Listen, remember, you're talking to a human being, bro.
Just relax.
Like, oh, you know what I'm saying?
You're right. I hung up too fast.
That was rude. That's very rude of me.
Just relax, okay? Just relax. All right, go ahead and try it again. Try with us one time. Go ahead. Try with us one time.
What's good? The reason why Bro, my fault, bro. My fault, gang. All right. The reason why I'm calling you.
I just did that shit.
All right. The reason why I'm calling you, I ain't say bye to me.
Are you articulate? Can you read what you wrote?
Yeah. My fault.
Okay, so just read it. That's it. Just read it.
All right. The reason why I'm calling you, I ain't say bye the right way. But I'm going to make it up to you tomorrow night when I put my lips on your body.
No, when I put my lips.
You don't even sound like you
want to
do it.
Come on, man. Say it like you want to do it. You say you want to fuck. Why don't you talk like a motherfucker?
Slut nigga, slut her out.
Come on, man.
Nigga.
Let's go,
you don't
want to
just be in there and be like.
Stop being all soft and shit. Come on,
slut
man.
Slut her out, dog.
Come on, man.
She got to come before you, bro.
When I put my lips and tongue on you, remember? Lips, tongue, and touch your body. Okay? All right, go ahead and call.
I'm calling you right now because I ain't saying bye the right way.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to make it up to you tomorrow night when I put my lips on your body. Bet.
Not bet. When I put your lips on your body and give you a reason not to I forgot what the fuck I said. It just came off my head.
I'm going to say the way I do it, you're not going to want to say bye.
All right, just do it. Okay, but remember, lips, remember, lips, tongue, and touch her body. Lips, tongue, touch her body. Okay, dog, do you want to fuck or not? Do you, right? You want to fuck, right?
I know, I'm going to get it IRL.
Hey, dweller, will you please shut up? You're talking to motherfuckers that fuck, okay? No, we're doing it.
All right, bro, will you please
say that shit, okay? Lips, tongue, and touch your body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go. Do it. Go ahead and call her now. Go time. Let's go.
All right, man. Add her
let's
in
go.
Here.
Go. We believe
you.
Oh, my God,
gang.
Go ahead. We believe in you. We'll call you back if it hangs up because you're going to hang up. We'll call you back. But go ahead. Go ahead. We got you.
All right,
go ahead. Go. Jesus, guys. Y'all women think, guys, it was women. I'm going to fuck with these. I'm going to fuck.
What's good? My fault. I didn't say bye the right way.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night, I'm going to put my lips on your body. For sure.
What?
But fuck, gang, it was a prank.
Okay.
This motherfucker just say
this
it was a prank?
A prank.
Did this motherfucker say it was a prank? And she was... I gotta call him. Hold on, the two callers. Wait,
wow.
Give me 405 and 94. Hold me, give me one second. I gotta call this motherfucker.
Wow.
Is a prank? You said you wanted some pussy.
Oh,
we set you up and you said it was a prank? Hold the fuck up, dude.
Oh, man.
Why would... Oh my God!
Because he was too scared to say it.
Oh my God! Why did he say make it up to her? Call her.
Please leave your message for 810-39.
Guys, this is why. Dude, we got two more calls to grab, guys, come on, man. Y'all say y'all want pussy. We do everything we can to put you in a position to get it, and this is what y'all do?
Check, four lengths.
It
four
was
lengths.
Four lengths.
For some, he could have got done in one.
And one, look at in less than one or two phone calls, he got her to come over. She agreed, and all he had to do was stay on the square because she was shocked because she wasn't ever hurt. She never heard him be that assertive, that dominant, and tell her what's up. He got thrown off because he got scared.
He just ruined everything.
He killed
him. He's going to be awkward.
Oh, my God.
He's goofy. He calls her bro.
Bro,
like
man,
shit.
I'm just pranking you. I'm just praying. And do y'all see why y'all can win with women? If you can just ask for what you want, maybe you'll get it. The problem was he got the success, Ty. He told her,
for those that just was watching the ads, you know what I'm saying, he called her and said, he paused behind each sentence, laughed, and then said, it was a prank, bro. Bro, it was a prank.
And then hung the fucking phone up.
Prank, and then just hung up without saying anything to it.
Then hung the phone up. This is what women deal with. Let me try one last time, and then we'll grab the other two calls before we wrap it up. Let me just try one last time.
I wonder why y'all can't make a woman
pick up your fucking phone. Dude.
No, stop.
No, ain't no motherfucking my fault. Why didn't you read the fucking script, asshole? You did say you wanted to make it up to her. You didn't say I was going to make it up to you. Did you not? You didn't say that shit.
I did.
No. She got excited because she wanted you to lead her, you dumb fuck. What is all of this? Is a prank.
You couldn't leave. She was waiting for you. Dog. Okay.
How is it that you want to fuck? You can't even express yourself. So you know what you're going to
do?
You know what the penalty is? You're going to get back on that fucking horse one last goddamn time. I'll be goddamn. I'm not going
to
lose you like this. We're too close.
Caller. Are you a virgin?
Yeah.
Are you a virgin?
No.
No, I'll be honest. You're a virgin, right? You got it.
No, I'm telling the truth.
Come on, man.
You ain't never slutted a chick out.
One more.
Come on.
You ain't never had the
Bro, this is a problem. I feel like it's going to happen again. What should I do?
No, listen. You follow the instructions.
Why are you thinking so hard? You literally have the words of what this is.
You just have to read it, dude. Come on, listen. Bro, listen.
Twitter is a whole prank, bro. How do I come back?
No, I got you because it's a prank, okay? Now, what you're going to say to her is... I didn't mean to hang up the phone like I did. Okay.
Okay.
That was my fuck up. I was just joking, but let me get serious though. Let me be 100 with you. Right. Let me get 100 with you. The truth is you're a very sexy woman and I look forward to having sex with you, or I look forward to putting you, you don't want to say the word sex because you're scared. Just say, I look forward to putting my lips on your body and tasting you. That's it. Okay? This is the last shot right here, okay? I'm trying to clean this up. When I say it was a prank, I didn't mean to hang it up. I was waiting for you to laugh, but I accidentally hung the phone up, okay? That cleans up the prank part, all right? Now you're going to keep it 100 with her. Like I said,
girl, it's so awkward,
can
bro.
You shut the fuck up? And
you're fucking awkward.
My God. Did you not say you want to fuck? Did you not tell us you want to fuck? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yeah,
so are we not setting you up right now? Do we not get her to say yes? Can we not let her say yes at a time? So can you trust us, motherfucker? So can you please, for the last fucking time, this is it. Let her know that this was a prank. I was waiting for you to laugh. I actually hung up on you. That was my bad. Just say my bad. But let me keep it 100 with you. Like I was saying... Before, I look forward for you to come over because I look forward to putting my lips all over your body. That's all you got to say. All right? I look forward to putting my lips all over your body.
Listen, you could bridge that and lead in and slow yourself down.
I just want to spend some intimate time with you, okay? Okay.
What if I just said, let me spend some one-on-one time?
Caller, will you?
There's been some things that's been on my mind. What's been on your mind?
Right.
And then, bam!
That's it.
Bam.
Caller, come on. Caller, you damn near got her legs over. She's already down. Don't fuck this up. This is what you wanted. We set it up for you. Come on. This is it. All right? You just hit the ball. You're at third, halfway to home. This is it. They do not fuck this up, okay?
All right. Before you make this call, brother, sport,
I'm going to just let y'all know what I'm going to say.
You want to decide what kind of man you are right now.
Yeah, this is it. Listen.
I'm going to say, earlier was a prank, but for real, though, I was trying to do it tomorrow.
For real, though, what?
For real, though, I was trying to chill tomorrow and, you know, spend some one-on-one time.
What is chill? Bro, this
no,
is
not
said that.
Good.
Why are you making your own script? Call it. Why are you? Every time you say what you want to say, that shit sucks.
No, you're going backwards.
No, you're going backwards.
What you want to say, that shit's not working.
Right, you're going backwards. Don't chill. You ain't there to chill. You're there to fuck. You're not there to chill. You're there to fuck. You're just trying to confirm. You're
so I can imagine what y'all talking about.
God
over
damn.
There,
don't say chill. Chill means you're going to watch Netflix. Chill means she ain't going to fuck. Listen.
Okay.
Chill means you're
I'm listen, put my lips all over your body. Is that such a hard thing to say?
It kind of is, but
how?
My bad. I know it is.
Stop. Wait, then you're a virgin. You must be a fucking virgin.
I'm actually not.
You're a virgin. You got to be a fucking virgin. You can't tell me you're not a virgin. You can't say that goofy-ass kindergarten shit. Now, come on with it. Your lips all over her body. Because you must be a virgin, dog. Because you acting scared as fuck.
Trust the script. Trust the script.
Will you please?
Fucking cut her up.
Come on, dude. Just say it.
Just the script, bro. Just trust the script.
Now, go ahead and call her. Tell her. Yeah, come on. This is it, dog. Lips all over her body. Lips all over her body. That's it. And she might, listen, she might be shocked, and then you stand on that shit. Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said, all right? Because we got two other calls. We got your calls. Remember, lips all over her body. You ready?
Oh, my God.
Man, come on, virgin. Come on, virgin. Will you come on, you fucking virgin? We're trying to break your fucking cherry. Can you come the fuck on?
Yeah.
Goddamn, come on, virgin. Come on, man.
Come on,
let's
brother.
Go.
If you are one, you're just acting like one.
Yeah,
my bad.
Come on, you got this.
We're not disrespecting.
Yeah, this is your first time.
We
got you.
He is in the real life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is it. God, this is it. It's go time. Don't relax. Okay, this worst thing she can say is no, but she's not. Remember, she's coming over. You just want to solidify it, okay?
I bet.
Oh, we got you. This is the last call.
Yeah,
we'll call you after this. Go. This is the last call. Call her now. Let's go. Let's go. Is it? Then we'll grab the other two calls and wrap this shit up.
Jesus Christ, Jesus guy.
Hello.
What's good?
What's up?
Yeah, earlier that was a prank, but nah, for real though, I was trying to chill too tomorrow. You know, I was trying to huh?
I said, uh-huh.
Yeah, so I was just going to come scoop you tomorrow, bet.
Okay.
All right, bet.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, all right, bye.
I don't even want to talk to him no more.
All right, we're done. All right, we're done.
Yeah,
all right,
we're
done. We're okay, we're done. But
we're
hey, anyway, y'all can never say we don't look out for you, motherfucker.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, don't call back.
Whoever you are, do not call back.
We don't ever talk to you again. You can never say we didn't try to help him. We can never say that this would he was there. But again, listen, we're not knocking if you're a virgin. That's not what we're knocking you. But what we're saying is if you want something, we're showing you how to ask for it without sounding or making her feel slutty. She was down, Ty. He got caught up in the success, and he got scared. He couldn't ask for what he wanted. But this is why we're showing you what men do. We ask for what we fucking want. All right, let's grab these.
When you're not sure of yourself,
God.
You feel awkward, cringe, and real weird doing shit like this.
Oh,
when you motherfucker that's sure of yourself, you know what you're talking about, and you're saying what you mean, and you stand on that, you create the exact opposite.
Yes.
She feels desire. She feels sexy. Everything you saying to her, man, that shit is that it's sex to the ears, bro.
This was a layup. All he had to do was say.
All right, Steve, I'm about to take a look.
Okay, good.
I'm about to take a look.
All he had to do was say is put my lips on your body. That's all he had to say, everybody. If y'all go back and listen to the last bit of this, everything we did was on point. He set everything up. She was down to come over. But as we're trying to show you guys is that for a lot of you guys, that are virgins. This is not to knock you. And I know y'all want to have sex, but it's not about wanting to have sex in the game. It's about knowing what to do when the moment comes. So guys, what we're going to do tonight on tonight's show, because we got two more calls. We got those other two calls. But tonight, when I go live, okay, I'm going to go live about 3 in the morning. I'm going to talk more about sex for you guys that don't understand the layers of sex. So we're going to have a sex drive. I'm going to drive about 3 in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, guys. We have a live show about 3:30 in the morning, okay? We're going to go live around 3:30 in the morning, so make sure you subscribe. Riding with the Dean for my UK aficionados. And we're going to talk about the layers of sex. So I'm going to break down, even for you virgins, I'm going to break down everything that you need to have while you, because having wanting to have sex is fine. And I don't want to shame, if any of you guys are virgins, that's not, we're not here to shame you. It's okay. Okay. It's fine. It's just that he was not prepared. And that kind of goes into what we've been doing all day, is preparing you. So I'm going to do something early in the morning to show you how to pair yourself. So when you talk that shit that he was talking and she wants to come over, that you're already prepared for what's going to happen, okay? So let's grab these last two calls real quick while Ty's back on now. 405, sorry for the wait, the 940. 405, what's your question, brother? What's up?
It's really going to get turned.
405, hello, 405. 405, going once. 405, going twice. 405, hello. Hello. Can you hear us? 405, hello. Hold on, I don't know. He's talking. I mean, he must be ordering some fucking chicken wings. 940.
I can hear him. This shit just sounds.
What the fuck are you doing? Right. 940, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, how can we help you, sir?
I got a quick question. It's about relationships. And basically what I'm wondering is, like, can you basically, let's say you want to have sex with different women, but you don't want to, like, basically, like, monogamous, like, but you're not monogamous, so it's like poly, but you don't want the girl to have sex with the other, like,
what do you, what,
guy. Wait, what are you saying?
You're saying a lot of new words, bro.
All right, Colin, let me explain something to you. Okay, listen, Colin, listen. I think I know where you're going with this. Let me show you some game. Okay, what you're saying is you want a relationship where you're fucking the women and you don't want the women to fuck other guys, right? That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say it fast. Sorry, I was saying that shit fast as fuck. My bad, bro.
But no, I got you. It's okay. Relax, bro. We got you. So what I'm saying is real quick to you. Here you got a few problems. Okay, the first problem is that in order to have women, now let me explain to you why, and I can use Ty and myself in this scenario. You want to know why we can fuck women exclusively and they won't fuck anybody else? Because there ain't nobody else that can fuck them like us, okay? So you got to give them a reason to not want to be with other guys by how much game you have. See, the thing is, what you want to do is you don't ever want to tell a woman what she can't do. That's where you're going to fuck up. See, the first moment you tell her, I don't want you fucking anybody, then she's going to feel like you're either handcuffing, helicopter, or trying to be her dad, which is going to turn her off. So don't worry about who she's going to be with. If your fuck game, mouthpiece, and everything that you are is good enough, they're not going to want to fuck anybody else because you're going to set this because you are the standard. Ty, what say you, brother?
Yeah, but you never try to control a woman. Oh, don't do this. Don't do this. Like, that shit is too time-consuming. It's too stressful. You should already have some shit going on with yourself. You ain't even worried about that. You ain't even concerned about that shit.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, caller, listen, I'm going to do a show later on tonight at 3:30 in the morning, How to Set Up Sex, okay? That's going to be the title, How to Set Up Sex. You need to listen to that shit because you're trying to control the woman, and you don't do that. You don't try to say you're not allowed to, oh, I don't want you to fuck any other man. She's going to be like, who the fuck are you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't do that. So what you got to do through the way you talk and fuck and all these layers, she's going to systematically say, you know what? I don't want to fuck anybody. The first thing they're going to start doing is they're going to start cutting them off. And they're going to be like, you know, I just want to be loyal to you.
You could even start at the bottom of the roster.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, I don't even.
Yeah.
Like, you just set such a high bar that she don't even fuck with other niggas.
Yeah. And you don't know if she's right. She might not, but see, what I'm feeling is there's some insecurity in you. Because what's wrong with her fucking other people?
I mean, she don't fuck anybody regardless, really.
Yeah, so why you
think about it? Because, like, I really don't, because I'm just kind of wondering, basically.
Wondering what?
Just basically, Like, as you, let's say you get in a relationship, right?
What do you mean, saying basically what it is you have to say?
Get in a relationship. What about get in a relationship with what?
So let's say you're in a relationship. Is it okay if you fuck other bitches? While she's
Hey, listen. Okay, this is what happened to that 20-year-old caller. You're allowed to say what the fuck you're doing. The thing is, what's so great about being a man is that when see, this is why women will ride with us because we'll tell them the truth. You're not the only one. I'm fucking other women. Then you have the choice of not wanting to be with me. You don't have to be with me.
Right. She can choose. She don't want to stay with that. She can choose. She does want to. It's none of my business.
Right. Right. You don't have to. Yeah. But let me tell you something. The benefit package with me is going to supersede, and she's going to be like, fuck that. I want, you know what? I might not like it, but I'm going to keep my mouth closed because, listen, even though I have other women, I make sure, and I'll talk about this tonight, I make sure she feels like the only woman in the world. I make her lose time, and I show her that I'm going to put all my attention on her and her body. So there's no thoughts of other women or me thinking about other women that she might be thinking. I systematically focus on her, okay? So I'll talk more about that. But what I'm saying to you is that if you want other women, because right now you don't have any. Let's be honest, okay? So here's your problem. You're telling somebody, I want to be with other women, but you ain't got no women. So it's going to kind of come off like, why are you even bringing up women when you don't have any women? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, like I don't have any locked down or just like, what do you mean? Like
you don't
any
have
women
any at
in
all.
General?
Well, you don't have any at all right now. I can tell by your voice. You don't have any right now, but I'm just saying if you don't have any right now, it's saying you can let her know that, you know, I want to chill with you, but listen, I'm not looking for a relationship.
Right.
I just want you can see other people. Listen, let her see other people. I'm telling you, do not cut her off from that shit. Ty?
I got you. Yeah, I'm kind of
don't make a switch more. Let her make her own choices.
Yeah, make her own choice. Okay. I'm kind of more focused, like, on my money type stuff and bettering myself, but I mean,
you're not bettering yourself, loser. Working on your money is just responsibility, big dog. Stop listening to that bullshit on the internet.
I got you.
You better yourself by bettering your fucking mind, not your fucking wallet.
Got
better
you.
Yourself through your mind, young man, okay?
Got you. Yes, sir.
Stop listening to that YouTube bullshit, okay? That's hurting you. That's why you can't talk to her the way you want to talk to her, because you're focused on your responsibilities and not your mind, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I've been listening to y'all, too. And, like, I'm getting a lot of game from y'all because y'all really, like, put everybody on. So that's why I'm kind of nervous, bro.
Y'all think game is saying what you want. That's, like, a basic thing. Y'all should be able to do that, but y'all don't have no confidence.
So
y'all beat around the bush and try to lie and manipulate women.
Yeah, so listen, make sure
you do what I mean, I do have confidence.
No, you don't.
Like,
bro, I can tell you don't.
You don't have confidence. Stop that shit.
Okay? You don't have confidence. Okay? Stop. Don't lie to yourself. Don't lie. That's the problem with you. You got to face reality. You don't have confidence. That's why when I show you how to set up fucking sex, you write that shit down and learn that shit. Because if
you want... But I
don't
do that shit, though. That's somebody else. Like, but I'm listening to you.
Are you fucking serious? You're the guy that's at. You're scared to talk to the fucking woman. Wait, are you? Is there a woman you have in mind that you want to say this to?
Nah, this is somebody totally different. That was another caller. What are you talking about,
brother? You asked us a question about asking a woman about another. Is there a woman you want to say this to?
No,
you just
I don't have any, like, in general. Wait. I just kind of basically asking questions.
Tell me. Look, here's a rock. Show me on the rock where Uncle Johnny touched you. Because something's wrong here. Because are you fucking telling us, you're calling us about a woman you have never even met, and you're scared to ask her that question?
Crazy,
and you never even met her?
I'm asking y'all. I'm basically, like, seeing what, like, game y'all can give me type shit about this.
Jesus Christ. Okay, man. All right, look, caller. All right, caller. We're going to let you go, man. Just listen to the show, man. All right, we're going to let you go, okay, buddy? All right?
All right.
We love you, dog. Right, got love for you, man. Stand up.
Love
Let's
you
get
too.
To the next call. Right. Yeah, well, I don't mean love you. We got love for you. I mean, don't tell me you love me, motherfucker. All right, 405. I say you love you, too. 405, you there, man? Can you hear us?
I can hear you, nigga. Yeah.
Can you get off your fucking speaker and put your get on a goddamn phone dweller?
Get off your fucking speaker, dweller.
What's up, man? Yeah.
Then what the fuck? What is your question? What the fuck do you want?
Oh, nah. My question is, damn.
I can tell
I ain't
this
got no question, bro. Put me on
I'm going to put you on alley-oop. Okay, here's the first thing. Grab your middle finger on your right finger, right? You remember that? Your index finger where you do when you were a little kid. Where is Thumpkin? Where is Thumpkin? Here I am. You remember that shit when you were a little fucking kid? I remember that shit in kindergarten.
Don't.
How are you today, sir? Very fine, thank you. Run away.
Nah,
remember that?
Listen,
okay.
Listen.
Hold
listen,
up your
listen,
index
listen,
finger and hang
listen.
Up the fucking phone, loser, because you're wasting
my
our
question.
Fucking time. What is your question, man?
It'd be you. It'd be them type of people.
Wait. It'd be me that get pussy? It'd be me that have game? It'd be me that has a mouthpiece? Yeah, it'd be me, bitch, because it ain't you. So what the fuck is your
you
question, man? What is your question?
Yeah, my question now. Give me a moment, nigga. Damn, are you so
nigga, I'm not giving you a moment.
Like
you're what? You're a loser. Hurry up, loser. What is a all loser right.
question? My question is, how you get pussy?
Sir, please
grab your
index finger and please do us all a favor and hang up the fucking phone, bitch. You have got to be the weakest, sorriest bitch there is. You just keep stay in your house in your bedroom. You are a goddamn. Well, how old are you, bitch? How old are you, motherfucker? How old are you? Do you talk like that? Where's your parents at? Do you know how to talk with regular fucking
bro,
people?
I'm your parent.
I'm going to hang the phone up on you, homie. You know I'm going to rap, hey, homie. I'm going to rap to you, homie. Drop top, can I take a hit with a trip? Lay you on your back, flip you over, damn you, bitch, your lip. Hit you from the backside, wide grass for
now
a grip. Knock your ass three times and grab you on the hip. Oh, yeah, man. I just rap with you, dog. I'm going to hang the phone up on your right now, dog. Hey.
This motherfucker here. I'm saying, sorry. I'm saying.
Yo, what the fuck?
God damn it. I'm so fucking frustrated, dog.
I'm mad that nigga let that off.
He let that pussy slip through his fucking fingers. It was through his fingers.
It's awkward. I'm nerd, bro.
Oh, my God.
Y'all got to listen, chat. It's no way around that shit. You got to push through it.
Yeah.
I'll be trying to figure out, I'm going to get around it, and how do I get avoided, and how do I... Oh, nigga. Fuck it. Deal with it. It come with the game. Until you learn to trust yourself enough to be certain about what you're saying, so you can say it clearly and directly against all tests or any type of hesitance.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't even make it hard for him. She said, okay, and she was listening.
And she was
dead. She said, what is chill? What do you mean? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, she was down.
When he has an ambiguous, vague plan, and then he has ambiguous, vague results, do y'all see the correlation here? Y'all see the correlation between not being direct, clear, and concise and not just saying what you want and going for what you want and not getting what you want? If it, fuck what the script was, fuck what we give advice on. Do y'all see how if with no structured, direct plan or clearness in what he wants, he's going to continue to waste time?
Yeah, time waster, man. It's
a prank.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy.
So he'd rather be goofy, awkward, and nervous than confident, sexy.
And Ty, real quick, everything lined up for him. He thought, remember, Ty, he thought it couldn't be done. Guys, y'all finally get to see a shift in reality. All this, he thought it couldn't be done. It got done, and he couldn't accept the truth. The truth, Ty, fucked him up. He couldn't accept she wanted to come over. He couldn't believe he can get her over. Oh, my God, man. My God. Dog, he was there.
Then for the last call, listen, chat. Fuck the direct lines, but look at the bigger picture. Then for the last call, calls back and says, all right, guys, I'm going to do it. Calls and says, all right, that was a prank. Why don't you come over? I'm going to pick you up tomorrow. All right, bet.
Yeah, but you know what?
So he does that bullshit knowing damn well he had a whole script.
You know what threw him off?
And he's satisfied with that.
Ty, you know what? There's something that threw him off, and I listened to it. He was like, okay, he was about to say it, but she was like, huh? And then he got thrown. She said something like a huh, or what was she saying? And he got, oh, shit.
He couldn't say it. He couldn't speak up.
Right. He was about to say it
with his chest.
He couldn't say it with his chest. So Ty, let's go ahead and bring this on home, Ty, as always. Ty, I mean, they learned a lot.
Like I said, we asked him, what do you want? Yeah. That, did we not ask him what he wanted? We said, what do you want?
We gave him what he wanted.
I want to fuck. Said that loud and clear and bold and confident. Was ready to say that. Was ready to say that.
Yes, he's ready to say that. And
but when it's time to stand on what you said, you can't stand on it.
Yeah, but I want to say for the Taekwondo guys and my guys, we know some of you guys are virgins, and this is no making a joke to you. It's just that when you say you want something, when you're around real men, we're going to show you how to get it. We're not going to beat around the fucking bush. This is how we operate, and this is why we win with women, because we operate on the I'm going to ask what the fuck I want. And I don't care about the result, Ty. What say you, brother?
I mean, and then y'all get caught up in the details, caught up in the specifics. Y'all don't see the bigger picture. Bro, it's not that. Well, I don't want to say that line, though. This is Albert. You're not the guy who can say that.
Dog,
so it sounds extreme and absurd to you. Yeah. It sounds like, whoa, what the you're not that guy.
So
when it comes to making her want to, she might have even, or what are you doing tonight? So when it comes to the shit that we experience and the things that women offer, you won't even reach that because you are not positioning yourself to get it, and you're not doing what it takes to position yourself to get it.
And Ty,
I mean, it's night and day.
Ty, did I not take the two negatives? First negative was the hang up. The second negative was the prank. Did I not clean it up for him? I cleaned both of them.
Told him what to say.
Perfectly, off the top of the dome, perfectly to set him up to telling her, I look forward to put my lips on your body, all over your body. What is so wrong and scary about doing that? Because that's what these women are. They don't even understand, Ty. They don't get it, man. They don't understand, man.
I'm telling you, their thing is doing too much. And then, you know what I'm saying, not realize. He said he wasn't a virgin, right? Let's say he did have sex with a woman or multiple women before.
Yeah.
Where are they today? Chatting from his energy. Do you think they're the guy that they're glad that they fucked, or do you think that he's the guy that they regret fucking? He might have looks. He might be tall, play a sport or something, have some type of feature that attracts women to him on a superficial level. So he has opportunity to mess with women. But he doesn't have the depth, the substance, the experience, or the technique beyond his surface level. Why women like him, so they'll regret that they fuck with him. Cause look at the kind of guy he is.
Right.
He ain't slutting women out, ankles to the ears, in the guts, in her ear, whispering, talk. Listen, they're not getting wet before he touches them.
Exactly.
They're not getting wet thinking about him. They're not fantasizing having sex with him.
Yep.
He ain't got that energy. He ain't got that dog in him.
No.
Try to put the dog in him. Tell him what to say. Tell him to say it straight up. Mm-hmm. Man up and do it. He don't want to do it. Hey, I said, I don't want to force you to do nothing. You told us you wanted to fuck. So we tell him to tell you how to go get it. He don't want to do it. Hey,
hey, I'm this life ain't choosing me, man.
Yeah, it is a receipt. Guys, y'all,
I mean, I ain't choose this life. This life chose me.
Right. And I just want to say this real quick. Even though he didn't work, this is a receipt for you guys because we did nothing wrong. We did everything right. He did it wrong. We told him exactly what to say, bar by bar, line by line, and clear and concise.
I don't know if there's him in my chat, but he said, can I recover with a text? No. If I was you, I wouldn't even go over there tomorrow.
No, I wouldn't even do it. No, because you listen.
I wouldn't even go over there tomorrow.
She goes over there, here's the problem. It's just going to be Netflix. This is why I tell you guys, in August, this is why when these high school girls are now college women, why they want guys that know game, that can lead, that know what they want. They don't want this high school ass shit. They don't want nervous energy because they're nervous themselves because they're learning their sexuality. So they want
they want a man who can. They want a man who can take that the same nervous energy he had. See, when he's weak, he reflects her energy and then follows it. So she might have been nervous, anxious, or unsure.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the certainty and the confidence to lead her, to guide her, to take her step by step and hold, not even quite literally, but it's almost like metaphorically hold in her hand and say, I got you. It's a I got you kind of energy.
You know, Ty,
you ain't even got yourself. How can she fall into your arms? Be wanting to be what you want to do and be all about you. You ain't even about yourself.
You know what he did to us, Ty? He did the old Charlie Brown. He kept holding the football down and we tried to kick that bitch and he kept pulling that shit from us every time, man. Fuck. But anyway,
I mean, he couldn't do it for himself. He could have at least just did it for the fucking.
I know, man. But well, hopefully for you young men out there.
He said, I know I sold game, but where do I start learning the process? Go get coaching from Steve. I don't want to deal with you, bro.
Hey, yeah.
You won't frustrate me.
Yeah, man.
I don't know
if I can work with you. Because if you can't, listen, please. If you can't do this kindergarten shit. God,
basic.
You said you wanted to fuck. She said yes. She said she's coming over. All you had to do was put the cherry on top to reaffirm that you're not coming over to fucking hang out, not Netflix and chill, and not just
not
do
to chill.
None of that shit. You kept saying
she asked you to do what? You probably thought that was her testing you or applying pressure. That was her leaving the door open for
opened you. Opened in a motherfucker.
She opened it for you. Oh, and do what? Let me tell you exactly what. And guess what? Listen, you leave the opportunity. She makes the decision.
All right, guys. Look, man. So, Ty, as always, we did a great show. We learned new things about us. We learned private things. Y'all learned some new stuff about us. Y'all learned about the ways that you can start to build your roster easily. You also learned what happens when you're not really skilled in the bedroom and when pussy comes knocking at your door, how you guys who say y'all want to fuck bitch up, y'all really don't want to fuck. You just like the idea of fucking because y'all ain't ready for this shit. But here's the best news. For all those that's listening to this show, all you got to do is learn from Ty, learn from me, and the advantage is all yours because now y'all can see what women are dealing with. I'm telling y'all, this is such an easy win for you guys to actually want to fucking learn game because this is what women are dealing with. All guys, everywhere.
Is that guy on the phone? How is the prank?
Yep.
Or you could be the man whose curve she's rushing over to come see.
Ooh, wait. Goddamn. Yes, sir.
Y'all make your choice.
All right, Ty. As always, Ty, it's always been a pleasure, man. I appreciate you so much, man. It's just the game is just beautiful, man. I appreciate you, man. And shout out to the Taekwondos, everybody in the dojo over there. I hope y'all got and learned everything. We want to say thank you to all you guys over there, my man mindset guys. We want to say thank you as well. But like I said, guys, anybody, if you're in the UK, overseas, at 3:30 East around that time, just got to get some gas in my truck.
The man mindset.
We're going live.
YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. We're going to go live on YouTube, and we're going to talk about setting up sex. We're going to talk about setting up sex. So if you miss it, we'll also have it on the thing. But, Ty, we're doing everything we can to position him, man. What else can we do? Hold her legs?
Hey, y'all can stay on the side that y'all on. I'm telling you, I called my nigga Primetime last night on live. It was about like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
He was getting drove around by a chick.
in front of her talking about game.
Yeah.
And the game he gives other women and, you know what I'm saying, they pay to see and all that. And you niggas be, you niggas will whisper if we call y'all around a woman. Oh, hold on, bro. Like, oh, wait. Shh. Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all can't even watch what you want around her.
Yeah.
Y'all can't even say what you want around her.
Yeah.
Y'all just walking all around with your nuts in your stomach, bro. I mean, this shit must be, you always walking on eggshells and walking on ice. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, I don't, oh my God, it's just, I couldn't, that's death to me. I couldn't do it. And again, once you learn more, you're not even gonna have to ask for sex. They're gonna wanna fuck you. And I know y'all don't see that yet. Y'all can't even see even asking for what you want. So I know you can't imagine a woman giving you some pussy. So it'll be one thing.
Wanting to fuck you.
Yeah, wanting to fuck you. Wanting to fuck you. Very bad.
Not even and listen, not even off what you're saying to her directly, but how you move as a man.
Motherfucking move. God damn.
Big energy they call it nowadays.
Yeah, big day. All right, man. So, hey, Ty, I appreciate you, man. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up and chill out. I'm going to play some video games for a few hours and get in the car and drive and ride out with my dogs for at least about an hour and chop up game with them guys live. But, see, this is why we're showing you guys. We're all in. We just meet us halfway. We're putting everything we can to gift y'all game. Ty's in here for 5 fucking hours. I'm on here for 5 hours. Trying to get
they don't know we did 9 that one day.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I don't remember. We just kicked
eight,
that shit.
8.5, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
9,
yeah,
some
yeah,
crazy
yeah.
shit.
And flow.
All right, Steve.
Flow.
Flow off the top, all freestyle. All right, Steve, talk to you. I'm going to talk to you in the back end.
No doubt. All right. Let me go ahead and shut it down. And we're going to hold on, Ty. All right. So, all right, guys. Listen, it's the Man Mindset, guys. All my dogs out there. We're going to go live around 3:30 East, somewhere around that time. I'll set up the show. Go ahead and subscribe if you haven't. We're going to set the show up. Thank you for appreciate Ty Kwon Do for coming on and chopping it up. But, guys, we got something for you, okay, guys? So we're going to chop it up for at least probably about an hour talking about setting up sex, okay? So we're going to do that around 3:30, okay? So if you're in the UK, we're kind of doing something for the guys overseas and stuff like that. But we appreciate all you guys. But as I say, yes, I'll do this real quick for you guys until I see you in a few hours. Guys, always remember the graveyard, okay? This is what we always tell you guys. Gentlemen, everyone out there, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, guys. It's not going to be your last, but there's got to be a greater sense of urgency in you young men out there, okay? Gentlemen, I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. I will set the show up as soon as we turn this off. It'll be a live show driving, and y'all can ask questions, but we're going to talk about setting up sex. It's not just asking for pussy. That's the least of your things. There's so much more that you have to do, okay, gentlemen? So make sure y'all have your notebooks out. We'll chop it up. And, guys, we will see you guys in probably two and a half hours. We'll see you then, okay, guys? Holla at you later. Peace.